bless the offerer. We have emerged triumphant from all our foes. Through the crucible unscathed, we passed victorious. Our trumpets peal.
Good evening, wonderful people, great Biafrans, wherever you are on the face of this very planet. We welcome you to Radio Biafra live, uninterrupted transmission all the way from the bosom of Biafra land on this very day, the 14th day of December in the year of our Lord 2014. The time here now is very close to 4 minutes past the hour of 8 p.m. in the evening, the same number of minutes past the top of the hour, that is 7 p.m. in London, and all over the entire 24 time zones of the world, it is exactly almost 5 minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are. If you are listening to us in New Zealand, in Japan, in China, in Thailand, in Indonesia, in Malaysia, in Australia, in India, in Singapore, regardless of where you are, those of you in Cambodia, the ones in Vietnam, even the ones in Taiwan, we welcome you. I also welcome the new family in Yaoundé, in Cameroon, also to this very program. We know we have people in Madagascar. There are even listeners in a very tiny island called Arsenal in the Indian Ocean, right across the length and breadth of this very planet. Everywhere you find people clustering together, answering to Biafrans collectively as the indigenous people of Biafra, then you know that indeed the Spirit of the Lord is with them, because they are the chosen children of God upon the face of this very earth. Yesterday, we tried to explain what I refer to as the triangulation, the bastardization of a very critical edict. Spiritually, rather than God in three peoples, they said it is God in one person. According to the Council of Nicaea, we try to prove to them that Trinity as a concept has been with man from the word go. When we talk about God in three persons, it is actually God in three people. the people of Hebrew, the Biafran people, and the Ethiopian people. That is the triangulation that forms the very basic essence of the Star of David, or the Star of Peace, as you call it. You reverse it upside down again, you get the complete Star of David, or the complete Star of Peace. Regardless of where you are, we are here to educate, to enlighten, to bring you to this very knowledge that Chukwu Abiama is God, and in so doing ensure the coming of this very kingdom, which have been prophesied even as Yeshua was on the face of this very planet. Because anytime you offer the Lord's Prayer, anytime you say, "Thy will be done on this earth as it is in heaven, let thy kingdom come," that very kingdom is the Republic of Biafra, where we have only one king, and that king is Chukwu Abiama. That is where we are heading to, that is where we must go to. And in as much as you are listening to Radio Biafra, and irrespective of your time zone, because I know that for some of you, especially those in Australia, New Zealand, and Japan, it is past 4 a.m. or 5 a.m. in the morning. That is the level of devotion, that is the level of sacrifice people bring to bear on this very effort of ours globally, all over the world. We are in over 88 countries, and new ones are emerging every blessed day. Therefore, I must graciously accept your presence whilst I wait for the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamisu, to join us later on. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. Radio Biafra is not like any other radio station. We are right across the face of this very planet. There are people in South America listening. People are in North America listening. There are listeners in Europe. There are listeners in Africa. There are listeners in Australia. There are listeners in the Middle East. And there are listeners in Asia. And I am also certain that even in the Arctic regions of the world, even including the Antarctica, there are people listening to us, because here we specialize in the propagation of the truth. Here we do things right. Here we are led by the Spirit. Here, Chukwu Abiama is our God. Here, we don't say one thing and do another. Here, we don't condone evil. On this very platform, we do not lie. On this very sacred format, we don't deceive. We don't prevaricate. We don't retreat. And we do not surrender. We only know one way to go forward. We never retreat. That is one thing that is unique about us. Sometimes it takes us time to build things, but as soon as we build them, they are intact. From there, there is no longer any retreat whatsoever. As long as we remain incorruptible, which we are before heaven and earth, as long as we remain unscrupulously whiter than white and whiter than snow, as long as we accept very graciously without any equivocation that Chukwu Abiama is God, as long as we remain without fear in the presence of our enemies, as long as we speak the truth always without any shred of fear, even if it leads to our death, as long as we do no wrong, as long as we remember those who are hopeless and offer hope to them, there is no way that Biafra will not come. It is mathematically impossible, because Chukwu Abiama is with us, and Biafra has been ordained in heaven, the restorative manifestation of that biblical edict is what we are here to accomplish. And that is why Chukwu Abiama will receive every honor and every praise, every adoration, all that we ever was, all that we are today and likely to be in the future. We offer unremittingly to the abundance of grace of heaven, that in the end, this same Biafra that we seek, may be given to the Almighty God as sacrifice, because that was our promise. Give us Biafra, and humanity will know that you are God. We cannot abandon the centrality of divinity in what we do. That Chukwu Abiam, the creator of the heavens and the earth, who determined that we should come and not man, will guide us all the way through till we accomplish this very noble enterprise. That is why we are different. That is why we are exceptionally formidable. That is why we are indestructible. That is why even our enemies admire what we do. That is why the devil fly away and run when they see us coming. This is Radio Biafra. I welcome you once again. And as I said, when the barrister is able, I will welcome him wherever you are. Make sure you are listening to us via CHK 97.6 Biafra FM. Make sure you are tuned into your satellite, because we are a satellite broadcaster. Those of you in Gabon, those of you in the Cameroons, those of you even in Africa, they listen to us via satellite. We are also online, and new people are adding Radio Biafra every blessed day, because they know the whole world congregate around this very tiny broadcasting station to receive a gospel they will not receive anywhere else. All heads of state listen. Those who cannot listen or are indisposed, ask their people to listen. Every intelligence service in the world listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody who wants to increase their knowledge and understanding of the concept of this very existence in the dark world of Africa, tune into Radio Biafra to appreciate, to understand, to wholeheartedly accept this very gift that Chukwu Abiam has given to us, that we may come down here and preach this very gospel, that in the end, that his will be done. This is Radio Biafra, and I welcome each and every one of you once again. Before I proceed to present the news headlines and accompanying summary, I must also remind everybody that we had a very important meeting today, that our women, those of them in these very efforts since time immemorial, those of them who are dedicated, those of them that has never failed, those of them who understand the essence of mobilization, capable of working towards this very effort, they are coming out once again. They have admittedly seen the light, and they have come to us. We are reconstituting our women here in Biafra land and all over the zoo. And this time around, these people are indeed privileged. They have shown their commitment to serve their country in truth and honesty. They have done so knowing fully well of the challenges, of the treachery, of the wickedness, of the contamination of the bloodline of the past. They have been screened very, very well. There is no Awosa blood anymore in them. They are clean, they are genuine Biafran women, and they will serve their country in truth and honesty. I have given them the permission to go and constitute. And I have also made it very clear to them, although they are under oath, they are answerable to the Biafran family all over the world. IPOB is responsible for them, because I am not. I cannot exclude people from this very effort. When women come and say they want to constitute, they want to go forward, it is my responsibility to allow that to happen, of course, under very strict supervision. That is what is going to happen. There will be micromanagement, because we don't want a contamination of any sort to encroach into what we are doing. We have learned our lessons, and such rubbish will never be repeated anytime in the future. We are very, very smart. We are very wise. We have learned, and it will not happen again. This is Radio Biafra. I must at this very point defer to the barrister and attorney at law, very eminent, very accomplished, very distinguished, our own very barrister here in-house, Barrister Mamezu, who has kindly joined me all the way from very cold London, I understand. Barrister, I know you can hear me, which means the whole world can hear you when you speak the same way they are hearing me now. This is the platform of truth, the platform that propagates the will of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiama, and through its effort, the restoration of Biafra will be accomplished on this earth, that his name may be glorified in heaven. Barrister, we are waiting, we are listening, and this is Radio Biafra.
Good evening, Director Onwe.
Good evening, Barrister.
Director, I must tell you, I have to abandon what I'm doing. I am with the client, even as we speak. But I have to leave the client to talk to Biafrans. Director, I'm always busy. Some people always think I'm free Saturday, Sunday. No, I work 24/7. For the benefit of Biafrans and for the glory to Chukwu Abiama, I am somebody who preaches what I believe in. I believe in my people. I invest on Biafrans. I bring glory to Chukwu Abiama. I respect my people. I adore Biafrans. I am a Biafra. I respect anything called Biafra. In Biafra, we believe. Biafra, we stand. Biafra, we're going home. I am an example of a Biafran. Good evening to you, Director Onwa. Good evening to you all over the places, wherever you are, east, west, north, or south. This is the PM where we call upon you. We will never stop talking to our people, except and only if Chukwu Abiama decrees that we shall cease. Apart from that, nobody can ever stop what Chukwu Abiama has directed, resurrected for us to be doing, and it is the restoration of Biafra. We preach this morning, evening, night, anytime. If we don't talk, we play the music of our people. Name it, wherever you came from, you will hear your music, because Biafra comprises of intelligent, beautiful, handsome human beings all over Biafra land. Anything from the eastern region, including Lower Benue, we have good people. We have those who believe in Biafra, and we have those who are sincerely working for Biafra. If you are one of those, we represent you anywhere, anytime. Because for those who worship Chukwu Abiama, we never lack. It was said in the book of Psalms that God will never forsake him, his people, or their offsprings begging bread. If you believe in Chukwu Abiama, you will lack nothing. You will never worry about what you eat tomorrow, because Chukwu Abiama is the living God of all Biafrans. Even the Bible itself says that everybody goes according to their own God. We go according to Chukwu Abiama, the only living God that we know. Call upon this name, you never lack. We bring greetings to you once again. Wherever you are, bring closer your listening devices, and please be attentive. Once you hear that your call has been taken, all we need from you, your name, where you are calling from, and who you are. Please, don't tell us just one name. I'm Patricia, or I'm Patrick. I am Patricia Husseini, or I'm Patrick Odunze. That's all we need. Where are you from? I am from Imo State. I live in Bangkok. That is all. Tell us your message, what you want to tell your friend. We are here to interact. We are here to sample opinion. We are here to reason with you on how to bring Biafra. Nothing else. We are one radio station agenda. Now we've got FM, CHK, in conjunction with Radio Biafra. broadcasting worldwide, America, in the Atlantic Ocean, for those who are in the ship selling. We have Biafrans worldwide. And they have interest in what we talk about, because here we project the image of Biafra. Biafra is a beautiful nation, and we can never stop talking about it. We will never cease. If you are a Biafran, be proud of who you are. I reinstate it. Be proud that you are a Biafran, because that's what we preach here. Director Onwa is somebody who do not look back to tell you what we do here. Uche Mefo is there, the deputy director. We have men all over the place. Is he Omiomio, the directorate of state, or is it Dr. Engineer Iranya? Is it Martin Lobe? They are all over the world. America, Germany, name them. Biafra are everywhere, projecting the same image. If you are not moved by the preachings of Biafra, if you are not moved that your people are being killed on a daily basis in Hausa land now, encroaching into our territory, into Biafra land, they want to kill you. They want to take your land. Our heads are being removed. If you are not being moved and you are still chatting rubbish, Chukwu Abiama will never overlook you and your family in punishment. If you overlook that young children who are not into politics are being raped, and then you are busy writing something that cannot contribute or help your friends to grow, Chukwu Abiama will never overlook you and your family in punishment. But if you believe in the sincerity of restoring Biafra, whichever way, as far as Biafra is restored, I don't care. If you believe in the restoration of Biafra, blessings are yours. Good evening to all of you, Director. I'm standing here.
You will stand by, well spoken, as fluid as ever, as erudite as ever, as concise and as precise as an exocet missile, the very voice of the very distinguished and eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We welcome you wherever you are on this very planet. This is the only place where truth has no version 1, version 2, version 3, version 4, and version 1000. Only one truth, and that is irreducible. One singular truth. The truth is there for all to see. The devil may try. Ekwensu gan wiki and inebet can never prevail over the gates of heaven, because that is where we are descended from. Omwani igwe, the children of the kingdom of heaven. That is who we are. And as we came down, we brought the light with us. That is why everywhere you go to along the length and breadth of Biafra land, you hear communities answering Ihe. They call it Ihe. That is not correct. Ihe, which means light. You cannot bring light unless you are coming from the light, isn't it? You cannot bring any light unless you are the embodiment of light itself. That is why there is the rising sun on our own very tricolor. That very banner that will take us into battle, and we will prevail. And once we have accomplished it, the whole sun will be risen. You will see all the sun itself in its full glory, because we came from the sun, the children of the light, and we bring light wherever we go to. Go and check it. People don't know who they are. Somehow they think they are just existing. Anya de Kandigiroban and Diawasa. Nande Fulani, no, you are not. There is no place in Fulani land that they answer light. There is no place in Yoruba land where the name of a village signifies light. We want our people to be like their own name, to be able to see, to bring light, to illuminate the lives of the people, the same way that this very platform, Radio Biafra, is illuminating lives all over the world, right across the length and breadth of this very planet. People are coming up. They are embracing the truth, a truth that never changes. The only reason why you know something is truthful is because it is timeless. It is ageless. You say it today, it remains that way forever and ever. The devil may want us to change, but we are not going to strike until the time is right. I remember the temptation that Yehoshua had to undergo after the fasting in the wilderness. The first thing that he encountered was Satan. Satan came and said, turn this bread into stones, knowing fully well that Yeshua can do anything he wants to do. After all, he's the Son of God. They know that very well. Yet he came and said, oh, but can you turn these stones into bread and eat it? You're hungry. He told Satan to please go behind me. I have a greater mission. I have a greater purpose. My purpose is not to turn stone into bread. I have come to save mankind from itself, to return them to the mercy and to the glory of the Father that sent me. Very simple. The same way today that Satan, or various versions of evil stationed at our Enugu office, are trying as much as they can to get us to act before time, so they can run to Nigeria and say to Nigeria, please, now can't you see what is happening? We need more money. Agoa, somebody told me today. They say that money is the... I don't know who was giving me that lecture. I want to remember the person's name. He said, money is the root of all evil. He said, no, I think it's my... my own little brother from Austria. I remember now very, very well. I was talking to him this today. And he was telling me when he's going to come back home. He said that money is not the root of all evil. It is hunger. Once that money isn't coming, that is all. They change. I remember what the woman leader told me today. Anybody who comes into Biafra having not contributed anything, they are the ones that make the most trouble. Those that have not contributed any penny. Because they come, claim, you know, they want to come and eat. If that money is no longer coming, they change into something else. You only need people that work and contribute their money towards the effort. They are the ones you will go with. And they never fail you. And she was absolutely spot on. The same way today that money is not the root of all evil, it is hunger. When somebody is hungry, anything you see, you pick up and eat. Because you are hungry. After all, that was how we were defeated. Biafra lost the war because of hunger. Hunger can make people do many things. Hunger can make you run to even your own enemies and beg them for food. And then they give you conditions. One of those conditions could be, go back and wreck everything. Show me how serious you are, and I will give you money. Then you start working for the devil, especially if there is Awosa blood in you. Then you are finished. What shall befall these people? And there will be no mercy. I swear to God in heaven, there will be no mercy. We will not act until the time is right. And then once we commence, there will be no mercy. There won't be any. There won't be any. This is Radio Biafra. Our lines will soon open after the news headlines and accompanying news summary, all our analysis. The number to call, please get your pen and paper ready. Also, remember that anytime we mention your name or I answer your call, endeavor to step away from your listening device. Please, please, please turn it off, because it will undoubtedly interfere with our transmission. We don't want to give the impression of people who are unprofessional. Therefore, please, Biafrans and friends of Biafra, make sure you turn off your listening device when you call us. We will be obliged to take your call. Of course, we want to. When you speak in one country, the whole world will hear you. There are people this very second listening in South Africa. There are people who are in Chile. They are listening. People are in Lithuania. They are also listening. People are in Angola. They are listening. In Mozambique. In Congo DRC. There is nowhere you go to. In Ivory Coast. In Senegal. Benin Republic. In Togo. In Ghana. Everywhere right across the length and breadth of this very planet Earth. People are listening to us because we are formidable, exceptionally formidable. All we lack is the requisite financial muscle, and there is nothing we cannot do. But given our meager sources of income, Chukwu Abiama is merciful. This work is continuing unabated. Wherever you are, once again, I must welcome you wholeheartedly. I must ask you to stay strong, because what is happening here has never happened anywhere else before in the history of the politics of Africa. What we are doing is different. We are different both in the way we present issues, the way we speak, the way we analyze, how we are leading our people is different. Do you know why? Because they have gone down this other path. This very apologetic, or what I call the apologist path, trying to blame everybody else for your own personal shortcomings when the fault lies with you. And the answer is always the same. No running water, no electricity, no infrastructural development, no human development of any shape, size, or form. Everything is the same. People build cities with open drainage, gutter. After one rain, everywhere is flooded. The stupidity is staggering, but we are here to change it. So we went back and started to lay a very quiet foundation for the coming of Biafra. And each foundation we lay, we make sure that our people understand the reason why that is being done. That is why we are different. That is why you will not read about us in newspapers, because there is no need paying a journalist to write about us. There is no need. We want people to discover the truth for themselves. And anybody who hears the truth will know that this is truth and it's therefore gospel. This is Radio Biafra. The number when our lines open remains 080-590-98137. I repeat, 080-590-98137 or +234 if you're calling us from outside the animal kingdom, the zoological republic. The number to call is +234 or 00234-805-909-8137. +234 or 00234-805-909-8137. We are also on +44 or 00442-08-133-9976. +44 208-133-9976. On Skype, you can also call us on Radio Biafra. Or Radio Biafra 1. Radio Biafra in lower casing, all one word. Search for us on Skype. You will see us. You may seek to add us as a friend. We may not be obliged to accept you, but invariably, if you call, we will be able to take your call. And once we pick your call and ask you to stay online, please remain where you are, because we will come to you eventually. This is Radio Biafra once again. We welcome you wherever you are, north, south, east, and west. This is your platform. Before I go any further, I must also offer unremittingly every praise, every adoration, because here we worship God in truth and honesty. We call upon the name of Chukwu Abiam, as always, to understand that he asked us to come, because he asked us to come. He will not allow shame to befall us. And because shame will not befall us, Biafra will come. Our hands are very, very clean. Our hearts very, very pure. Only Chukwu Abiam can see the hearts of men. If you have seen our hearts, if you have seen our conduct, because only you can see in the dark, and we have remained without blemish. Only you, Chukwu Abiam, will bless this very endeavor, and Biafra will come in our time. If not, you kill us. Therefore, every praise, honor, adoration, uplifting of name, everything that we can bring to bear in terms of worship belongs to your magnificent name, because you are God, the creator of the heavens and the earth. You created Biafra and not man. Biafra grew organically. No man created Biafra, but man consigned Biafra to the scrap heap of history, from where we have picked it up, from where, despite all the treachery, the backstabbing, despite all the betrayal, that your name may be praised eventually. Can you imagine what will happen? The Most High God, if your children where to live in a place called Biafra, you know very well that we will worship you in a way that will make humanity understand that this God of theirs, Chukwu Abiamah, is indeed the true living God. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the leader of the indigenous people of Biafra all over the world, the commander of all her loyal forces, in the same vein, the director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of this same Chukwu Abiamah, we call upon all the time, I am a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Chukwu Abiamah determined that we should come and not man. And we have come to preach this very gospel so that his children will be able to emerge from the bondage, from darkness into light, from hopelessness into hope, that in the end, his name will be praised as long as there is man on the face of this very planet. This is Radio Biafra. I will now proceed without hesitation to present our news headlines and accompanying news summary. This is Radio Biafra. Please inform your friends and your family. Tell them we are live. Let them understand that we are direct. Tell them we are coming from Biafra land across CHK 97.6 FM. Tell them we are on satellite. Tell them we are online. If you are so lost, go to Google. Type in, how do I listen to Radio Biafra? In fact, the choices are limitless. All over the world, countries and continents are listening to us. You must join them. If there is no family where you are, start a Biafran family, of course, after much scrutiny. Because we need to know that you are worthy. Only those who are pure at heart, like our head of Directorate of State, Chenasiebu, my own very deputy chairman for Barrister Mamesu is there, and also engineer Dr. Iranyan, amongst many others. All of you who work tirelessly, all of you who represent their country, all of you who serve as coordinators, all of you who serve as secretaries, treasurer, financial secretary, and PRO, each and every one of you, as long as you are under oath, you are a principal officer with or without title, because you are a chosen child of the Most High God, Chukwu Abiamah. There is unease in Niger Delta as some groups are kicking against the alleged acquisition of battleships from Norway by Tompolo. I think that's what they call him. Yesterday, I said this news cannot be true because Norway cannot sell arms to an individual. It has transpired today after much research that very arsenal was not sold directly to this individual, but was passed on to a third party who now passed it on to them. And there is one almighty inquiry going on in Norway about it. If not for any other thing, I admire Jonathan for this. Jonathan are equipping some segments of Biafra land, and we also need weapons. He must understand this. That those of them, undi futu funyo, those that will stab you in the back, we identify them and we remove them. Those of them with contaminated blood, we identify them and we remove them. All these people who cannot keep any secret, we identify them and we remove them. IPOB all over the world with their armies on the ground will also want this presidential amnesty of gun giving to also come to us. We also need it. Because this news is confirmed, it was bought through a third party, and indeed, they are in possession of some hardware. That begs the question, where is the Navy? Because there is none. They wear white and white in Sokoto. It's only in the zoo that there is a naval officer in the desert. Nobody taught them that you can only do Navy where there is water. There is a rear admiral from Sokoto, has never seen any water in his entire life. All he can see is sand, EGG, and cattle. Yet they brought him to Lagos, and now he's a rear admiral. Amazing stuff. I am very happy that Tompolo actually acquired these materials, and now our people will understand that everything we say on Radio Biafra comes to pass. We said we need weapons. Without it, all your Biafranization is garbage. Nonsensical nonsense. The only thing that can ensure that Biafra comes is if we lay our hands on weapons. Heavy machinery. Then, if Buhari is talking, he will say that those people, they have the same thing that Boko Haram has, you know. Therefore, let them go. After all, we can use Yoruba to get access to the sea. After all, Yoruba, 55% of them are Muslims. We know what we are doing. We have never gone wrong before, never led you astray. I see no reason why that should happen now. We need heavy weapons and machinery. Therefore, I only need two people in this very effort. Either you volunteer to fight in the army, or you contribute towards their sponsorship. There is no neutrality. Watching and for others to go and die and bring out their money so you will enjoy Biafra, that will not suffice. As for the traitors and betrayers and saboteurs, you will hear about them now. Won't say anything. You will hear what will happen to them. And then you know that Chukwuebiamah is God. Nobody double crosses us and gets away scot-free. Ask them. They will tell you. They will tell you. On knees in Niger Delta's group kicks against this very fact that Tumpolo have now acquired some warships. So the news that Norway sold warships is not entirely correct. We will go on to explain how Norway sold these weapons and how it ended up in the hands of people who know what they are doing. I admire them. They understand it. None of you knows that Henry Oka, the gentleman in prison in South Africa, is actually an Igbo-speaking person from Delta. Let me put it that way. Do you know that he never came out to help any group from the so-called Southeast, heartland of Igboland? Are you aware of that? He provided logistical help and support to groups around the so-called Niger Delta. Ask yourself why. Ask yourself why that is the case. He's an Igbo boy. Or gentleman, as the case may be. Ask yourself why. They have gone on to keep acquiring weapons. When this deal started in 2012, it wasn't broken. Nobody came on Facebook to write, Tumpolo, we understand you're going to buy warships. Where is it now? Show it to us now. These are people that reason. These are actually, can we say, people fighting for something at least. Do you see how they behave? Everybody's mouth is shut. If it is our people, they'll say, okay, go out. We don't believe it. Oh, show us the ship now. Show it to us. Maybe. But the world is today talking about the ships he acquired. He will not show you where they are. He will show you where they are so you can destroy it. He's not stupid. I wish our people can learn. I'm a Biafra. I am a formidable. This is how to do freedom fighting. They have massive heavy weaponry. You can't see it. You can never see it. It is not your job to see. It is your job to contribute and not to ask stupid questions. Allow the work to be done by professionals. And then they start to meddle into it. After 2-3 days, if you look for money to buy ganja, you don't see. You start yapping. Hey man, you know that ganja, it makes people go mad. You start talking rubbish. Did anybody? This deal was concluded in 2012. It's only coming to light now because of this inquiry. An investigative journalist, you know, discovered what happened and is reporting it in Norway. If not, nobody will hear about it. Because they are not Igbo people. Or Igbo. Where is it? We gave you money to buy us worship. Where is that worship? You go on Facebook, you're writing rubbish. Maybe. Mad people. When I castigate Igbo people, they say, oh, you are too harsh. And why wouldn't I be? They behave like idiots. You asked me to go and buy something. I have bought it. You are asking me in public to come to public and tell you where it is. Are you not hopeless and useless, idiot? Are you on your own? Oh, God, I don't know for these people. I congratulate them, please. The more heavy weaponry they can acquire, the better for everybody, because the zoo is coming to an end next year. Oboda and Wugo is dead and buried. We are here on the ground. Oh, he's traveling all over the world, yes, to go and drum up support. We cannot be where we are today without global support. Everywhere I go to, people come out to come and hear this very gospel. They come to see me. And we preach this gospel, and it goes into their brain, and the family is set up there. Has this ever been done before? We cannot rely on people who are here at home, because people are very, very poor. Wretched. Oh, they think I'm another Wazirike. Because almost every Igbo person is a rogue. So they think the next person, you must be doing what I'm doing now. If I'm a criminal, you must be a criminal. No, I'm not. You are a criminal, not me. You onyoshi. Poverty stricken. I was not raised in poverty. I grew up in the village. I was not raised up in poverty, I said. I have never known poverty all my life. And I can never know poverty. The fact that you were raised very, very poor, you have never paid house rent in your entire life. All of a sudden, you're living in a flat. All of a sudden, you're driving a Jeep. You have never ridden a bicycle before in your life. And all of a sudden, you have Jeep to drive about. Why won't you be stupid and foolish and useless and smoke weed? Why not? Marijuana, Indian hemp. You start to look for where to sell information. Look at Niger Delta. I will call them Niger Delta today. Look at the way they behave. They acquire their weapons without any fanfare. Ordinary transmitter. Oh, come on, show us now. You know that this very transmitter will destroy the zoo completely. And you want them to go and get it and destroy it. That shows the Awosa blood in you. That goes to show how stupid you are as a human being. Because he won't. No, it is not that way. There are honorable people still about. I commend them. Scores fear dead in Jaws twin blast as police discover bombs in Imo. I'm sure our people are aware of this news now. I don't know why these bombs won't go off. I don't know why it won't go off. I want one or two to go off. So our people will die. They will understand. They will start looking for where we are. They'll start looking for me. They'll start looking for the radio. Say, oh, you people are saying the truth. But did I not tell you before? Every broadcast we made is online. It is being recorded by even people we don't know about. Don't you know that? I will play it for you. Our people think they are smart. Every wretched person, poverty stricken, they think they are smart. Oh, we're intelligent now. I'm a guy man. Let's go and guide them. You are wallowing in abject ignorance and stupidity of the highest order. You think you have brain. You have nothing. You are a very stupid, hopeless idiot. People are coming to Owerri to kill you. What are you doing? Nothing. I wish one of these bombs would go off. If I'm caught up in it, then so be it. Our people are daft to the core. Stupid, they think they know something. Do you know that in the pecking of the order of things in this very zoo, Igbo people are irrelevant? I say it again. In the scheme of things in the zoo called Nigeria, politically, economically, socially, culturally, Igbo people are non-existent. They don't exist. They don't exist. There was a time in this very place. There is no presidential campaign or era where one person of note will not come out to say, I'm there. It's only Chekwa Sokoli serving them by coming out as the presidential aspirant for UPP. At least, people without shame. To be yapping rubbish, talking rubbish, yappy, like Ahiata. I want to know Ahiata. So much garbage. No. Wayward women gave birth to these idiots from Hausa blood. Talking so much nonsense. One hand grenade you don't have. Coordinate them. No, they don't want to be coordinated properly. Oh, please, can you tell me where the transmitter is? Yes, okay, this is it. Okay, if you don't give me money to buy Indian hemp, I'll go and tell Nigerian police. And these are idiots claiming they are freedom fighters and they are an Andiyoshi. We were number one before. Today, are we not last? Isn't it funny that Ohanaeze is no longer saying anything? Did I not tell you? You know, once you have compromised, they ruined you. Once you become compromised, you cannot speak the way we speak on Radio Biafra. We speak this way because nobody can come out and say they gave us one dime. You can't say that. Iwonye, who gave birth to you? But of course, in this era of lies and deception, of our blood in our midst, who knows what may happen? Who knows? We are without blemish. What? We are without blemish. What? Everybody is now formidable. We have taught them English language. Scores of people die in a gas explosion. From another perspective, in Akure, it's a useless country. We are people are dying every blessed day. I love the British for this. At least that is this population control thing is working. It's working. Next year, many will die here. Many will perish here. The International Criminal Court orders Ivory Coast to hand over Gbagbo's wife. When I see ICC, I remember Go On. Do you know that was when I knew that Igbo people are useless? All of us together, we could not take Go On to court. That was when I knew that these people are hopeless people. The person that killed your daughter, your sons, your mothers, your fathers, your grandfather, everybody slaughtered, 6 million and counting. He came back to Igbo land and they gave him a chieftaincy title. And you want me to respect Igbo people, you must be drunk. Ishizu, okay. Go On is moving up and down. You want me to respect Ndibo. The way he talks about Ndibo, because you are useless. Do you know there is nowhere else in the world where any major war criminal is walking about free? Do you know that? The Igbo people are the only people killed, and the person that killed them is still talking in the public. That is why you have no shame. There's no shame. You want respect. You can't do the simple thing and respect yourself. Like running stomach from one useless place to another. Doing buying and selling. There is no other place on this earth where any war criminal is at large. Go and put down on Google or the internet the names of the 10 worst genocidists in the history of the modern world. Go On is number 3. But Go On is free. Somebody's telling me, oh, Igbo people are learned. They have doctorates. They have the lawyers and doctors all over the world. If you come to the village, this is Christmas season. In Africa, there are great migrations of birds and of other beasts, like the wildebeest of the plains of Serengeti. They always migrate in large numbers. Do you know that the largest migrating animal in the world after the wildebeest are Igbo people going back home for Christmas? Anywhere in the world, the price of ticket now is £4,000 to come home, but they will come. Migratory birds and animals. They can't do, they cannot spend time. Ohanaeze have never sat down before to say, hey, this Go On is alive. What? He killed our children. What do we do? No, leave him. He's Ochiro's one of Ndibo. Ekweme invited him to his house. Can you imagine Benjamin Netanyahu inviting the children of Hitler to come to Israel for dinner? Can you imagine that? Can you imagine any Israeli politician going and inviting Nazi party officials to come to Israel for a banquet so they'll be dancing? That is why I don't respect Ndibo, because they are not worthy of respect. They have not done anything to convince me that they are worthy of respect. As long as Go On is alive, they are toast. They are nothing.
and will remain nothing. This is Radio Biafra. Boko Haram tactics are similar to those that was adopted in Chad, according to Colonel Inua Bawa. Colonel. He never saw battle, you know, but he's a colonel. Retired colonel. Retired general. Awasa, all Awasa Fulani. No war, no battle, not ordinary peacekeeping in Wenkehagara. But they are retired generals. Mad people. When I say people listen to Radio Biafra, of course they do, including the former South African President Thabo Mbeki. Do you know what he said? Develop alternative national strategy to reduce oil dependency. Why? Because he listens to Radio Biafra. Everybody depends on oil. Do we preach it every place? Of course it goes in. People, men, listen to us. Ndioshi, Nachebe, police informants. Let us sell information to eat. If you don't sell information, you cannot eat. If you don't sell petty information, you cannot eat properly. And you call yourself freedom fighters. One day is very close, I assure you. Develop alternative national strategy to reduce oil dependence. Basically, Nigeria should go and think and behave like human beings and not monkeys. That is another way to put this English language. You people are daft. Oil, oil, oil. Everything you do, crude oil. Toothpick, crude oil. Even pure water, they store the sachets you put crude oil. Let's say crude oil. National allocation, federal allocation, our allocation. Every idiot, our allocation. Oil coming from Ohaji Bomoguta. Oil coming from Aguleri. Oil coming from Awomama. Oil coming from Okwa, which is actually the cleanest oil that you have. The sweet crude they talk about is from Okwa. It is the finest. It is the best. Can't ask anybody. And yet, Imo State and Abia, they are struggling to be part of oil producing states. If you go to Aba, you feel sorry for yourself. You ask Chukwu Abiama, why did you bother creating somebody like Theodore Oji? Go to Aba. You know that people are primitive. If you think I castigate Igbo people, when you go to Aba, you will take out knife and slaughter them. You know how foolish we are. Eligibility for 2015, Jonathan's faith is uncertain. When I say people listen to Radio Biafra, they do. Until we preached on Radio Biafra that Jonathan contesting for the third term is illegal. They did nothing. And we told them how to go to court to pursue it. Jonathan, when you were sworn in the first time, what were you called at the first swearing in ceremony? The president of Nigeria. That is your first time. That is the meaning of the word running mate. When you pick a vice presidential candidate, you are running on what is called a joint ticket. It's English language, but black people don't know English very well. Joint ticket. You and that person are one. If they stay alive to serve out whatever time that was agreed with the people, then you are lucky, you can run on your own. If they die, once you are sworn in, you become the president. That is the risk you take by accepting to be somebody's vice president. Spirit of the law and letter of the law. For you to deliver any sound judgment, the spirit of the law and the letter of the law must merge. It is not a law that you will contest election twice. It is a law that you will not serve more than two times as the president of the zoo. Common sense and logic eludes black people. Common sense and logic. That's what it is. It eludes them, of course. Netherlands unveiled plans to develop Nigeria's agricultural sector. Maybe, I don't know the disease they will bring this time around. They have brought HIV, AIDS, they have brought Ebola, they even brought Apollo. That was one we suffered when we were small, Apollo. They brought ringworm, they brought chicken pox, they brought smallpox, they brought whooping cough. What didn't they bring? Now, to tell you how clever these people are, there is a disease that slaughtered and decimated white people. It is called the bubonic plague,
the Black Death. Anybody who knows London very well, after Deptford, there is Blackheath. Blackheath, there's a solitary church standing inside the field. If you know Blackheath, on your way to A2, that takes you to Tilbury or takes you back via Blackwall Tunnel. On the right-hand side, you will see it. And even on the left is a massive field. Do you know what is under that field? Bones of English people killed by the Black Death, they call it. People, we are falling like flies. The bubonic plague. People, we are dying. Do you know they still have that strain, even a more deadly one in the lab in the UK? Do you know that? But they will not release it because it will kill and decimate white people. But they tell you, oh, we are coming to help you this. Oh, can't you eat this fish? They implant one bacteria in the fish and sell it as point and kill. And people will start dying. What is there to teach us about agriculture that we don't know? Don't we have, is it agric science? You know, it is very simple. There is nothing you can teach us about agriculture. It's if there is no rain, you irrigate. You bring water, pour it on the ground, then the plant and it will grow. That is something that Ethiopia could not do. That was why they were asking band to play song for them so that kids can eat. There was drought in Ethiopia. They could not go and desalinate sea water or pump river water into the fields to irrigate the fields. Something that was happening under the pharaohs in Egypt. Almost, God knows, 6,000-7,000 years ago. That people cannot replicate now. Amazing in Africa. You are going to Dutch land to go and bring in people to teach you do agriculture. So all those professors of agronomy or God knows what they call it. What is it there for? How about Research Institute of Umudike in Omuahia? What's wrong with it? Dr. Michael Opora, University of Agriculture. What are they doing there? Why do you need for white people to come and show you how to plant crop and eat? We are daft, honestly speaking. We are very, very daft. I have no time to feel sorry or pity for myself. I don't feel sorry for myself. As youths of Yoruba land tell their politicians, betray and face us. How about youths in Igbo land? It is betray us and give us money. 2,000 naira. Our woman leader was telling me today that most of the people she was coordinating, they have all gone into politics. Do you know why? They said they waited for something to happen. Nothing was happening. And I asked her, what is that thing that should happen? You need to build these structures quietly and slowly all over the world so they will never shake. Even when traitors come and plan their so-called Awosafola and Enugu takeover of our struggle that failed. Places where you had coordinators from Enugu, it shook a bit. But they're still there. Because our structure is very, very strong and sound. Or else it will collapse. Based on truth and honesty. Now the truth in greater detail. That's the way we put it. Ezioku in greater detail. Anything you hear on Radio Biafra is gospel. It's gospel. On knees in Niger Delta as group kicks against this Tompolo acquisition of battleships. The Warri Study Group, WSG, has urged the President, Goodluck Jonathan, to cancel a federal government contract awarded to Global West Vessel Services to secure Nigerian coastline, citing the contract's content and the company's link to an ex-militant leader as threat to national security. Now, this is amazing. Amazing in the sense that people are appealing to the President of the Zoo to cancel a federal government contract awarded to Global West Vessel Services. Why are you awarding these contracts? To do what? Let us see what they're supposed to do. This company is to secure Nigerian coastline. Okay? What is the job of the Nigerian Navy? What is the job of Nigerian Coast Guard? I have never heard of this nonsense before. That American government or Britain or even any other banana republic, for that matter, you are subcontracting the protection of your shores to a private company. Only under Goodluck Jonathan. You know that when people devised government and governance, they didn't have black people in mind. This is not how to run any decent, half-decent country anywhere in the world. I'll continue. They said it's a threat to national security. Of course it will be. How can you give? So if they decide to bring in cargo shipment of cocaine, how will you know? If they decide to export anything, how will you know? It's a private company, for goodness sake. Have you heard of any country in the world? So if that is the case, why don't you hand over the Nigerian army or air force to private individuals to go and buy a plane and be flying? Why not? We are being very, very objective. And of course, we welcome it because at least our cousins are in possession of battleships. That is very, very good news. I love it. But we must remain objective. Here, we are not parochial. We present facts and figures and cross-check it or cross-reference it with prevailing trend all over the world to arrive at something that you can hold on to forever and ever. We are not saying it's a good thing. It's a very bad thing. You don't award the protection or... Why do you have Navy? The Navy. Rear Admiral. Adjutant Admiral. Vice Admiral. All these nonsensical names you have. Why do you have them if they cannot even protect 5 miles of coastline that you're giving it to a private company? It is the intellectual paucity of black people that worries me. I hate staying around people who are not intellectual. I can't debate or we cannot come up with anything that is worthy of changing the lives of people for the better. That is why people said to me, why don't you go into politics in this? I said, because they are not intelligent people. When I was looking to try to revive Ceramic Somwaya, I did something with Ceramic Somwaya and also a Zinachi Clay Factory. Myself and then my good friend Dr. Egemba, we are looking for how to revive a Zinachi Clay Factory. Before that, I tried with ceramics. And my brother said to me, can you write a proposal? I said to him, you people are not educated enough to read my proposal. You are not intelligent enough. I went to school. I am a political economist. You went to school for six weeks in 6 years. The rest, you were on strike. You only studied for 6 weeks. And I said to them, you will not understand what I'm writing because your level of understanding is not as high as it should be to understand what I write. And basically, I told him to go to hell. I won't write anything. You are in a country where the president is giving out contract to protect the coastline when there is Navy. Because you have naval patrol inside the township looking for money. In cars and in patrol cars. Nigerian Navy inside the land looking to setting up a roadblock. This is the military zone, Nigerian Navy. Park well, clear well, inside light, outside light, under bonnet light. But in the sea, where they are supposed to be telling ships, clear well, park well, let's inspect your cargo. No, it is being subcontracted to people. Everything in Africa is upside down because the people's way of reasoning, black people, is upside down. Upside down it is. This is Radio Biafra. Am I lying? Am I lying? Am I speaking the truth? Why do you think people come to us? They say that they have never seen black people speak the way we do. How can you get them? We came from heaven to preach this very gospel. Chukwu Abiama said we must go and preach it because his children are wallowing in abject ignorance. The ignorance here is monumental, phenomenal. And the worst thing is that when somebody is stupid and they don't know they are stupid, that is the worst thing that can happen to you. Only believe, and I'm going to believe. Norway sells warship and combat boats to Niger Delta militant, it says. In a shocking move, the Norwegian government has sold a fleet of East decommissioned but still sophisticated battleships and combat boats to a former Niger Delta militant leader, government Ebemu Polo, who for years led a devastating insurgency against the Nigerian government in oil-rich region, a Norwegian newspaper reported on Saturday. No, Tompolo did not lead any devastating insurgency. He was highlighting the plight of his people.
People that oil flow from their ground, they don't have electricity. That is not insurgency. It is simply human rights. He was a human rights campaigner, not insurgency, for goodness sake. If you're taking something from my land and I ask you not to take it anymore until you address certain issues, that is not insurgency. Black journalists who don't understand English language very well. Insurgency is deliberately going out to disrupt order, to kill and to maim people in pursuit of a very parochial and selfish, narrow political interest. English language, for goodness sake. Not insurgency. He was a freedom fighter fighting for the rights of his people. Tompolo was not insurgent. As the leader of the movement for the emancipation of the Niger Delta, Mr. Ekpemupolo, well known as Tompolo, confronted the Nigerian military, killing many and disrupting oil and gas production. If you come to kill me and I kill you, is that a problem? Huh? The same way the rats from Enugu office ran out that day to stop my movement. If I had wanted them to be shot and they are shot and they are killed, you then say I was going about killing people. That's what you would say. But the rats came out to come and meet me. So when Nigerian government is with their useless army saying, clear well, pack well, shooting people at sight. So what is that? When you respond, it's called insurgency. These are mad people. No wonder we think we know English language, but we don't. An amnesty deal announced by the Nigerian government by former President Umaru Yar'Adua in 2009 ended the fighting. Tompolo had since emerged as a close ally of President Goodluck Jonathan's government, winning lucrative government contracts and becoming very rich. But after giving up fighting, surrendering his arms and leading his men to hand over their weapons, the Norwegian newspaper Dagbladet said Tompolo in 2012 received at least six decommissioned Norwegian battleships. Six. Since 2012, thank goodness he had no Igbo people around him. They would have gone to sell the news to Nigerian government. That is what we do now. We peddle news. Have you been to Haneza meeting before? And see where they are calling the guy in Abuja, telling them what was decided at the meeting. You feel ashamed of yourself. Amongst them, we are six fast-speed Hawk-class guided missile boats now rearmed with new weapons. The most recent hardware, according to the report, is the KNM Houghton, a fast attack craft now allegedly used for anti-piracy control in Nigerian waters. The report said the deal was implemented through a Shell Maritime Security Company based in the United Kingdom, CAS Global. CAS Global are the people that made this possible. CAS Global are the people that brokered the deal. They brokered the deal. I don't know what is happening if my voice is no longer coming out, but we asked, my goodness me, what is going on? No, there is a problem somewhere. A very massive problem somewhere. This is Radio Biafra. I think we are back on again now. I think there was a problem somewhere, and I think the caller who called to draw my attention to this, and I don't even know where I stopped. I don't know where I can continue from because there was a slight glitch. There was a glitch. It was hanging and nothing was happening, but we have resumed our broadcast and we must continue. We must continue. And thank you very much. I don't know if that was Chris Darlington for drawing my attention that once I saw this very line ring, I knew there was something wrong. I checked our systems and lo and behold, it was not coming through. Therefore, I must go back and try and recap to the best of my ability. As I was saying, there were ships sold to a Niger Delta militant. His name is Ekpemupolo, or Government Tompolo as they call him. His job is to go and defend the coast of the zoo from pirates and other miscreants. Unfortunately, they have a navy that doesn't work, a navy that doesn't operate properly, a navy that is hopeless, a navy that is useless, a navy that nobody takes seriously, a navy that are inside township rather than be in the high seas doing what they were paid to do, Instead, this is being subcontracted to a single individual and the company. I was merely pointing out that Norway did not send or sell any of their warships direct to this very individual. They went through a third party. That third party is KNM. Sorry, that third party is called CAS. They're called CAS Services. They are based in the United Kingdom. They are based in the UK. CAS Global is their name. It's a Shell Maritime Security Company. This very deal, CAS, was used to evade a requirement by Norway that arms dealers obtain export license from their country's Foreign Affairs Ministry. The report adds, CAS Global has such license. The company, which has an office in the Zoo in Nigeria, could not be reached on Saturday. Calls to its general manager was unanswered. On its website, the company says, among other functions, it is a risk management company with an international reach. CAS Global were the people that brokered the deal. Norway did not sell arms direct to anybody because they are not allowed to do so. It's a civilized country. They cannot sell arms to individuals. They went through a third party. I wish these arms could at least come to Biafra land, some of it. That is what we are seriously campaigning for, and we'll get them. Scores feared dead in Jos twin blast as police discover bombs in Imo. Twin bomb attacks have killed scores of people in a market in Jos. This was a few days ago. We know that for sure. According to eyewitnesses, casualties from the first blast could not immediately be ascertained, and security sources could not immediately be reached for comment. The bomb blast that bore the hallmarks of Islamic Boko Haram militants killed 118 people in the same area of Jos in May this year. Exactly after 6 months, the Imo State Police Command recovered two improvised explosive devices and averted an explosion in a church. In another major disaster that was averted only 2 days ago, as the command also discovered two bombs planted in a popular restaurant, Kilimanjaro, located at Ikenebu layout in Owerri Metropolis. Only yesterday, in fact, a bomb was discovered at Kilimanjaro restaurant at the Owerri Metropolis. One of the explosive devices was planted in between the split unit air conditioners in the lobby of the restaurant, while the second device was planted at the back of the restaurant close to the cooking gas cylinders. Briefing newsmen at the scene of the discovery, the State Commissioner of Police Abdul Majid Ali said the command had received a distress call by the manager of the eatery about 21:30 p.m., that is 9:30 in the evening, that there was a possibility that a bomb had been planted in the restaurant. He said that the police immediately swung into action. We were alerted by the manager of the restaurant about 9:30 in the evening that he had received an anonymous call who had informed him that the bombs had been planted in the restaurant, and if he refused to pay up, that he would be dead this night. And immediately... Igbo people, they convert everything into money-making opportunity. Because Boko Haram will not phone you to tell you there's a bomb somewhere. It's just something with kidnapping. When Niger Delta militants were kidnapping for ransom to buy arms, or was Rike brought in kidnapping to start kidnapping people for personal financial gain. Now Boko Haram are planting bombs to kill people. A few Igbo people will gather and begin to plant bombs in order to extort money. That is a problem. We need to pray over it. Seriously. Not just pray over it, but do something about it. Because this is absolutely evil. Boko Haram will never phone you and say, if you don't give us money, the bomb will go off. Or the police could be lying. And why are these things happening in Owerri? Because their own brother, Malama Okorocha, is in power. Onyawusi Beha is in power. Can't you see what happened to our office when they planted their daughter amongst us? Ndiawosa Obranesis. Scores died in Akure gas explosion. Several persons were feared dead and many more injured on Saturday in an explosion at a gas station along Arakale Road in Akure, according to eyewitnesses. They said the fire started at about 7 p.m. during the sale of gas within the station. We just heard a loud explosion and fire coming out of the gas station, and we all ran. The fire suddenly engulfed the cars parked along the road and the building surrounding it. An eyewitness who pleaded anonymity told a correspondent. The station is located not far from a branch of the United Bank for Africa and the church along the road. Maybe the Holy Spirit from the church could not come to save them.
There was no Holy Spirit from the church to come and save them. That is how bad things are. The station is located not far from a branch of the UBA and also a church. It was not clear how many died in the incident, as men of the fire service were still battling to put out the fire as at the time of filing this very report. People died. If you don't die by Boko Haram, you die at the hands of fraudsters. If you don't do that, then gas explosion will get you. Why are you refilling gas canisters? I can't understand these people. There is no understanding of health and safety laws. No, it doesn't exist. No health and safety. We continue. Judges at the International Criminal Court, ICC, have ordered Ivory Coast to hand over wife of former Ivorian President Laurent Gbagbo, Simone Gbagbo, who is accused of crimes against humanity. On the wife of the president is accused of... How about go on? Indeed, we hear an ahem. How about go on is here? He attended a party a few months ago. They called him, is it Ochiro's one of Ndibo? He has a chieftaincy title in Igbo land. And married to an Igbo woman who could not even poison him to die off. That is how daft and foolish we are as a people. And people want me to be very nice to them. No, we can't be. The more foolish you are, the more we expose you. Ivory Coast has refused to hand her over, saying it was already investigating her on charges similar to that of ICC in a domestic court. In October, the government announced it was postponing Simone's trial, but it did not give a date. Simone Gbagbo had been in jail in Ivory Coast since the end of the crisis, but the government has reportedly refused to hand her over to ICC, arguing that its courts will guarantee a fair trial. Now, does anybody know the crimes of this lady? Can you compare that to that of Gowon and Awolowo? The answer is no. But the question is, why no court summons against Gowon? Because I have not told Barrister Mamuzi to do it. Any day now, I instruct the barrister to do it. They start coming out. You see, in America will come out. In Europe will come out. But now, nobody will do it, you know. Mama Bahankit, let's see if somebody will do it. Any day, we take it up now to do it. They will say, oh, do you know why they are doing it? They could be doing it, you know, because they want their name to be high. You know, stupid Igbo people, the way they reason. Daft to the core. Daft. You can see it here, no? Gowon is partying at Ekweme's house when the wife of a president is being wanted by the ICC. And I asked the ICC, have you not heard of Yakubu Gowon? Have you not heard of Helen or is it Hajia Awolowo? HDI Awolowo, they call her. The wife of the criminal or Bafemi Awolowo. Have you not? Why don't you summon her? No, they won't do that, you see. Because how can we steal oil for free if we do all of that? Gowon is here. Free. And Igbo people are doing buying and selling. Ordinary wife of a president is wanted for crimes against humanity. What did Gowon commit? Crime against God in heaven. Not just the scale of his criminality is above. There was a time it was discussed. Igbo's might, Ohanaeze, one phone call. If you talk too much, I will tell them how much I gave you. Everybody shut up immediately. We don't have the money to take him to court, or else we would have done so. We will do so. Somebody rang me 2 days ago saying why that he's upset. Go on. I said because IPOB have not initiated it. Any day we initiate it, you see every idiot starting boxing you with rubbish as usual, as they do. There is something I said to people the other day that Chukwu Abiyama wants to destroy the Igbo race. Sometimes I feel it inside me that God wants to destroy these people. Their hopelessness is too much to bear. People are foolish and they think they are wise. My question is on Hanese and their throne and the ocean and their man. Why is Gowon free walking about every blessed day? Can you please explain to the world why Gowon is free? No, they will not say anything because of their 5 billion they took from Jonathan. All of them, they have our sad godfather now. Remember the Nwodo family from Enugu? Remember Nwobodo, also from Enugu. There are people who are born traitors. It's in their DNA, they cannot change it. Born
traitors. Look at OBS question. Chibok girls. How about go on? What is wrong with go on? Let's assume he's innocent. What is wrong with go on going and telling the world how he presided over the killing of over 6 million people? What is wrong with that? If he's innocent, we can just say, okay, he's innocent. Those people died, did not just die for nothing. They are human beings like you. Why is go on free? So when I castigate Igbo people, you'll understand why. They claim any barabandi, but Diego, they're everyone, they are doing well. Hana, remember of Fuma? Nonsense. Daft and ignorant. If we had any brain in our skull, go on should be in The Hague facing trial. Go on should be facing trial. Do you know that Augusto Pinochet, the former Chilean dictator, came to London and they wanted to arrest him for a crime? How many people died in Chile? They said it's 5,000 or so. Go on, President. Over millions dead. Millions. Where have we sent him to? Nowhere. Is to be yapping rubbish on Facebook, talking like people without brain. If not for the names some of you answer, I will say there is no way you can be Igbo. For some of you, your ancestors will be turning in their graves, looking at what became of you people. Go on, is free. Walking up and down, talking nonsense. Starve Boko Haram. Every little thing. Let's starve them of food. It worked in Biafra. Let's starve them of food. And we keep quiet. Like a bunch of idiots. And about hanketing. If you're upset, take it out on Go On. Not on me. Go and be upset with Go On and Diaran and Yoshi. This is maybe. He's your problem, not me. I only remind you of your foolishness. That's all I do. Boko Haram tactics similar to that employed in Chad. Similar to that employed in Chad. Please, if there is any break in transmission, I wish to be reminded immediately, please. Whoever called on that very private line of mine, that is where you call. If there is any break in transmission, please. The system just hung and froze for a while. You know, the infrastructure here is not very, very strong. So you must bear with us. My apologies. Colonel Mama Inua Bawa was the military administrator of Ekiti and Gombe states. Before then, he worked in the military intelligence for about 20 years. Military intelligence and intelligence in what? Why could he not predict the coming of Boko Haram? You don't have all these useless. It's just like Nigerian Navy. Vice Admiral. Yet Tompolo went and bought warships to defend the coast when you have the Navy. He said he worked in the intelligence for 20 years. If you worked in military intelligence, all you do is you go and arrest newspaper vendors and journalists. That's their intelligence. When you see somebody say they are in the military intelligence, they don't know anything at all about. How come you never saw Boko Haram coming? How come it took an amnesty to end the restive people of the Niger Delta? How come, I ask you? How come? I call them Niger Delta out of anger. You must understand that. They're all Biafrans. But with the way Igbo people are behaving, nobody wants to work with Igbo people. I'm being honest with you. Nobody wants to. Because anytime I attend the meeting, it is, can we trust you? You people are not trustworthy. Can we trust you? And I don't blame them anymore. I don't blame them because I have seen it for myself. And it is true. Unless we change, we are doomed. Completely doomed. He was in military intelligence for 20 years. Intelligence in what? Nobody knows. Nobody knows at all. The former South Africa president, Thabo Mbeki, have spoken. The federal government has been told to develop an alternative national development strategy that de-emphasizes reliance on oil revenue and prioritizes alternative sources of revenue generation, including fair tax in the face of dwindling oil revenue. Also, the Nigerian Minister of Finance, Coordinating Minister of Economy, who is also the chairperson of the AU Finance Ministers Forum, has been urged to adopt the Thabo Mbeki panel report on illicit financial flows out of Africa and draw up a plan of action and implementation of the report. Mr. Thabo Mbeki, people in Africa are daft. And I will tell you why. If you draw up any plan that adversely affects or impacts upon the interest of the Western world, you will be killed. You will be killed. Delegiwa was killed because he exposed the fraud between MPN and Fugro. He exposed the corrupt practices of Babangida and he was assassinated. The reason why Patrice Lumumba was killed was because the Western world saw him as a threat. He was an African, not thinking like an African, like a baboon. He was thinking like a human being, and they killed him. The same thing happened to Walter Rodney at Dar es Salaam University, the man that wrote How Europe Underdeveloped Africa. He was killed, 30 bullets pumped into his head by CIA, because he was trying to educate African people. How about, what's his name again, Thomas Sankara? He was killed. And dare I say it, also Murtala Mohammed was also killed, because Murtala Mohammed was trying to change the way people do business here, you see. And he was also killed. I don't like him personally. I don't. But when he came into power, he was doing some things right. People were going to work. Things were happening. He made a speech about an anti-apartheid speech that said apartheid was wrong. Africans should fight. He was assassinated after 2 weeks. Now, if you try to stop the money that Shell or Julius Berger, I'll give you an example. If you come out now openly to campaign that Julius Berger should drop all their contracts in the zoo, after all, you have engineers. Why do you have to give Julius Berger a contract for life? You will not last for 2 days. You will be assassinated. So all this Thabo Mbeki panel, all that nonsense doesn't wash here. It doesn't. To stop illicit flow of funds. Who is going to stop them? When you got this, Oga, hey, madam is in. Oga is in. Oga, you don't talk to people like human beings. Hey, Oga, my Oga said so. Yes, ma. Yes, sir. Rubbish. Psychophantic mumbo. Rubbish. Absolute garbage. Africa is beyond redemption without Biafra. All these things will work when Biafra comes. All this dependence on oil will all disappear with the coming of Biafra, because we will bring the light with us. There will be light. Remember in the Bible, let there be the first word spoken. Let there be light. And there was light. And we represent the light. Go to our flag, you will see it, the rising sun. Without this light to illuminate the darkness called Africa, everybody here is wallowing in abject ignorance and stupidity. Biafra is the light. Without us, nothing works. You can write your committee report from now till next year, nothing is going to happen. Tension is mounting at the presidency and the Call North over the court case challenging the eligibility of President Goodluck Jonathan to contest the 2015 presidential election. Competent sources said last night that the presidency was worried, and we expect them to be, that the case could upset its political permutation should the Supreme Court rule against Jonathan running in the election. The main headache of the presidency is that if the apex court rules that its principal could not run in 2015, it will be difficult for the ruling party, PDP, to organize another national convention to elect another candidate to meet the deadline set by the Independent National Electoral Commission, INEC, set to be December 18, 2 days after the hearing. The case was said to have been on the radar of presidential minders, believed to have also made contacts to know how the case could go, and the justices to sit on it. Of course, it's the zoo. The judiciary is not separate from the executive. Jonathan decides what happens. It won't surprise me if there's a travesty of justice again. If they come out and say that Jonathan should run, which is a travesty, he shouldn't be running. For the simple reason that he was sworn in before, he was sworn in again, second time. You cannot be sworn in for the third time. It's not possible. It is not possible. When you were sworn in the first time, you were sworn in as the president of the zoo called Nigeria. Second time, as the president of the zoo called Nigeria. The third time as what again? That means the third time, not second time. You running as an individual is not the issue. It is the office you hold that is paramount. But African people, what do they know? Africans, what do they know? What do we know here? Spirit of the law and letter of the law. I am not a lawyer, but I know these things because I'm well read. Some people are not well read. Some people claim they are educated. They can only read and write. The breadth or the span of their knowledge is so limited that everything they view from the very parochial prism
of their own limitations as individuals because they don't know nothing. They know nothing whatsoever. Netherlands unveil plans to develop Nigeria's agricultural sector. The head of Netherlands representation in Lagos, Mr. Michael Dillon, on Sunday said that his government planned to provide Nigerian farmers with technical assistance to increase their crop production. What are the universities doing? How about all the graduates of universities of agriculture all over the place? What is their job if it is now the job of the Netherlands embassy? I'm only asking. So when I castigate or criticize black people, I do so with a very valid reason. That concludes our news presentation this very evening. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, our lines are now open. You can call us if you wish to, either on the phone, you can call us on Skype, Radio Biafra, and also Radio Biafra 1. Wherever you wish to call us, we will be able to take your call, and the whole world will be able to hear you. Our number, once again, remains 0805-909-8137 or +234-805-909-8137. We are also on +44-208-133-9976. I have a caller on the line and I must go to them. The first caller for the day, your name and where you are. This is Radio Biafra.
Hello, good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are, please. Your full name, your name and your surname, please.
My name is S.M. Metigozie.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Anambra State, Olumdam.
We have lost him. We have lost him. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn your system down. I say this all the time, please. Can you please turn yes, turn your system down.
Yeah. Okay, sir.
Yes, hello. Go ahead. Yes, I can hear you. Your name and where you are?
Yeah, Director, good evening, sir.
Good evening. What is your name?
I am Nobia Ismail Benjamin from Idato South LGA. I'm calling from Olo right now.
From Olo, are you receiving Radio Biafra on CHK 97.6?
Yes, yes, yes. I'm listening to the radio right now.
Please go ahead.
Yeah. Biafra, Director, I'm very, very happy about you. You are trying for us. Many people don't know what you are doing. Many people don't know what you are passing through. But I pray that Almighty God will grant you successfully.
You say?
So, Director, as you are saying before, we have many problems in Olo here. Problem we have is that some of Mazor people are threatening our members. And we don't want any trouble. Unless you give us order to do anything. That's why
don't attack them, please. We don't want, that is what our WhatsApp people want. That is what they're doing through Wazurikem. Anybody who is compromised, including the idiots at our office at Enugu, they compromise our WhatsApp bastards all over the place. That is what they do. They want us to go into confrontation with each other and then we lose the bigger picture. Don't fight back. Don't attack them. We must defeat the Satan within and the one without. Don't do anything. Just do your meetings quietly. Don't do anything. All these thoughts you have in Biafra land, these are the kids fathered by Awosa men. They cannot reason properly. Get us Biafra, they cannot get us Biafra. Allow those who knows how to get Biafra to go and get it. They will say no. On their WhatsApp to remain, because they know that we are moving. We are asking them not to stand in our way or else there will be bloodshed. Please, please, please avoid them like a plague. We don't want any confrontation. Not now. Or okay, else sir. It will stop what we're doing. Okay, thank you very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me, please?
Yes, Director, good evening.
Good evening.
Your name and where you are. Turn your system down. I expect you to know better, please. Your system should be down.
Yeah, my name is Obi.
Oh my God! Yeah, my name. I don't believe this. That people are calling from abroad and behaving as if they don't have any brain. What type of nonsense is this? Turn your system down. What is difficult with it in the Bani Beacon? Once you hear my voice, you turn your system off. Oh my God in heaven. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you, director.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Obinna. I'm calling from Norway.
From Norway, please go ahead.
Yeah, please, director, I want to ask you one question. Please, who is this Dompodio, please, sir?
Who is who?
Dompodio, you said it's Dompodio, the one that wore shoes.
Oh, I mean Tompolo. Tompolo is a Niger Delta militant. He's from Wari. He's one of those Niger Delta. He's a human rights activist campaigning for the rights of his people. And nobody can blame him because Igbo people failed completely and woefully. So that is why you have people doing their own thing. Because if Biafra, if we had maintained Biafra and stood on it, we'd be one family today. Tompolo is fighting for the freedom of his own people. He's from Wari. Can you hear me?
Okay,
thank you.
Yes, sir. Yes, I can hear you.
Thank you. The caller on the line, can you hear me?
Yes, director. Good evening. This is Izutukuoko calling from New York. Yeah, pilot when you was there in New York.
You are one of us. You took me all over the place. You left your job to drive me all over New York. And Chukwu Abiyama is your God. Please go ahead.
And director, I'm calling to wish you and greet you for all the good job you're doing for us. And we'll be coming on the ground in the next week. And David Ezekwes is already there. He was trying to reach you, but he couldn't get through to the line.
Why can't he send me a text message if he's here? How can David be here and he cannot meet me? Can't he send me a text message? Doesn't he know how to send a text?
I would do so. He's in the kind of heart of the zoo, so most of the things is not working there. So for me, I'll be on the ground next week, and I'll get in contact with you and see how we get the movement rolling.
Of course, I am waiting. I am excited and I'm very happy having heard your voice, because you people took good care of me in New York, and I am waiting. Thank you very much. We went to Professor Denibo's house together. This is our dear brother and also David Ezekwes. If his David is here, he should be sending me a text message, not just calling and saying he cannot get through. Send me a text message, David, so we can meet up. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Please turn your system down. Turn it down. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Hello.
I don't know why this is the case. It is no longer coming through. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, your line is not very good. Your line is not good. We are live. We are direct. And this is, I don't know what is wrong with our Skype. I can't see anything here. The Skype should be on, but I cannot see anything at all, at all, at all. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
I said turn your system off or go away from the room.
I can hear you.
Go ahead. Yes, good evening. Your name and where you are, please. Your name and where you're calling from.
My name remains Mr. Richard Okoro Ede. I'm calling you from Benin.
From Benin. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. Go ahead.
Yes, I'm held from Ohatara Ugunang in Ohozara Kogomik.
In Ohozara. Thank you very much. Thank you. Go ahead.
Director, I have to commend you for your good work.
Thank you.
I am very much glad and happy indeed. And today is 14th of December 2014, and we are very glad and happy to have Chidebere Onwudiwe in our midst.
That is wonderful.
In our meeting here today, And we fight, we have went with happiness for being updated on how things are going. Even enough education to receive from you. And he came to indeed sediment it. And we forever vow to remain with you. And Director, we are your followers. And come rain, come sun, we will remain with you. If it meets our death, there's no problem. But we hopefully believe that all of us will live, including you, the leader of the struggle, we live to see the glorious Biafra coming forth. And I have an idea here to actually disclose to people that have been bothering my mind. That idea is this, that those in the field, being the militaries, both the infant militaries and those already on ground, I need and I want you, the director, to actually permit this, that you open an account, especially for those in the camp, especially for the militaries and for the armies of Biafra, that anybody who have the arms spirit of giving should indeed donate so that we can provide the renewed material or the material they needed. I want our armies to eat fatty. I want our armies to live healthy. I want them to forever not laughing. I want our armies to, you know, to be the best armies. Even on ground now, I want them to feel at home. I don't want them to even not even sleep on mat. I know they are on trainings. But I want them to be pampered in a way and receive a sound and renowned and robust training. That even, you know, indeed they will be proud to be a Biafran army. This is what I want to my director. I wish this, if this my opinion is in implemented and also accepted, and account is being open, those who wishes to support this struggle should, at least we have an account for monthly dues. They will have an account for that of the defense fund. Then there should be an account for those who have the spirit of almsgiving. They should give out money, so that we can provide the necessary materials, so that those who wish to come down, or those whom you have ordered to come down from overseas, those are metrics, when they come down home, you will have enough money within yourselves. And this account, I would not like it to be outside the country, but within Biafra and within your jurisdiction, that you will supervise it, so that you can provide everything necessary for our ministries. That if action is taking place come next year, be it January, be it this December, those who have the spirit may start making contributions. That is one. Another one, my director, is this. This Benin branch, we are solidly behind you. We know our 1 naira or our 2 naira must make an impact. But then, we pray that God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, will strengthen you the more and give you the divine wisdom and knowledge that we will never make mistakes, that you will lead us well, and as you have professed that come next year, that this stupid country will come to an end. It comes to an end and to be destroyed completely. We so much believe that if this thing happens, you are going to redeem many. And you forever in your life live with happiness and joy, because many are on expressway to poverty. Poverty is just simply a hellfire, because our chiefs have lost. Even here in Benin, when we move around today, every day we'll be moving around. But then, people are sheepishly moving into the hellfire.
because they do not even know the path they are treading. Now, for instance, in every church in Benin, in every house here in Benin, there is a church. And those churches, if there's no Igbo person in that church can never function well. And in every official or be the sharing formula in every church, be it in Benin, be it any church in this Benin, in all over the country, it is Igbos. And if it happens that Biafra comes, sometimes I imagine, is our land going to contain us? Because we are more than numerous. We are uncountable. So I encourage you, and also I urge you, I ask the divine God who created heaven and earth to give you the divine wisdom and the strength to keep on working. And everything, every device that you needed to, any measure that you need to apply, and you need our effort, we must provide those services.
You see?
We must be it physically or spiritually, we will provide those services. We provide it. I am happy to call this evening. We've been trying all the while, because when we invited you last time, we were in the Lagos, and you promised to come.
I will still come. No. I will still come to Benin. Chidebere is there. I will come. I never go back on my promise. If I say I will come, I will be there. I will come. He will tell you how busy my diary has been all this while. How hectic it's been.
He disclosed it all.
I will come there. Don't worry about that. I will come to see you.
He indeed disclosed it to us.
Yes. So
and we acknowledge it. So, and if indeed, come let's hear.
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you very well, my director. I can hear you.
Yes, please. Go ahead and round off for us very quickly, because there are too many people trying to get through. Go ahead.
I can see that, my director. My director, we are very happy here in Benin. And we must continue to pray for you. And the Lord Almighty, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God that redeemed Israel, will indeed give you the divine wisdom, in which, in fact, beyond what you gave to Solomon, that this Biafra will come to 15. And I vowed anything that I know I can do to facilitate your plans. From this night, I will start making those promises, making those impacts that I know I will contribute both spiritually and physically, that Biafra must surely come. Blessed be you, my director, forever and ever, and your family.
In
Yahshua's name.
He said, thank you very much. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, of course. I'm talking to you, yes. Your name and where you are?
Good evening, Director.
Good evening.
My name is Amadeus Sukumeteze from Olu local government, Biafra land.
Thank you.
I'm calling from Italy. Venezia.
What is happening to the family meeting in Venezia? Are they still going, or have they dissolved into the thin air?
Director, today we have our successful meeting. In Treviso Zone, our meeting went successfully today without no problem. I thank Chukwu Abiam for what he has been using our leader, Daniel Eladun, director, is a formidable Biafra. He's doing well in television. You must recommend him.
Yes.
I thank Chukwu Abiam for what he's doing in our lives in television. Director, we will never fail you unless you will fail us. We have decreed that we will never fail you unless you will fail us, especially to the little them. Director, another thing I want to say, there's a word you mentioned last week that touches me. Our people from Senegal, UAE, United Arab Emirates, They are calling to come home to defend their fatherland. But what is holding them is money. That thing touches me a lot. People are crying to come and die for their fatherland. And our people are here gossiping. When will we start this or stop all this gossiping? What people at Senegal and UAE, is he not watching the Biafrans all over the world? But they say that they want to come home and die for their fatherland. I'm begging Biafrans all over the world to fund them to come home. Barreto is at home doing his own work. I have been mentioning it day and night. If you know that you cannot support, if you know that you cannot help in any way financially, come home. Then if you cannot come home, help them financially. How again will Barreto speak to you? Have you not seen the honesty in this man? Sometimes when I listen to Barreto, I say, what is holding our people? Will you need another foreigner to come and tell you that this man is sincere, is able to carry this war, is able to lead us to that promised land, the land of Chukwuebiama? Sometimes when I listen to our people talking, in fact, I don't know, Director. But I know this diaphragm will surely come in our lifetime, whether devil likes it or not. We must achieve it. As far as this gospel is spreading all over the world, this time around, Biafra will come in our lifetime, whether devil likes it or not. Biafrans all over the world, what I'm saying right now, the cry of our people all over the world, those that are saying that they want to come and die for their fatherland, they need fund. They're mentioning the same fund, the defense fund. What is holding us? You don't want to come home. Give us even 10 cents, is okay. Any amount you can be able to provide so that these people will do the job. Don't come home. Nobody is bringing through, but support financially. Come out from your hiding gate. So let us do it in unity, one love, so that Biafra will come in our lifetime. So we will go home. When I see my children here, I say, when will they go home and learn the fatherland, language of the fatherland? You see, in this city, I know what we are going through. Even they don't speak English. Talk less of our mother tongue. We are slaves, another slave in this. If you know how these people are treating us in this Western world, people don't know it. Even though people are loving to come to this place, but they don't know what we are going through the hands of the white people.
Terrible.
Fact.
Terrible.
Barreto, I'm speechless. But Chukwuebiama will see us through in this trade. Keep on what we are doing. One day, Biafra will come in our lifetime. I believe it.
Thank you very much.
And the traditional zone are promising you that we will never fail you.
Thank
we
you.
With you. Thank the day you Biafra
much.
Will come.
Thank you very, very much. And I have never failed before, and I won't fail now. All these years we've been studying this very effort. Now we are putting into practice what we have studied. Our approach is methodical. We are building in such a way that it will remain indestructible. There is a piece of news which is interesting being broken by Vanguard is making the rounds. And I will read it out in a short while. I will read that in a very short while. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. I had a caller on the line. Ibe was calling. Let us see if they're there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on
Direct?
The yes, can you hear me?
Yes, of course. Direct, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Go ahead. Your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir. I'm Ibe Olua calling from Nkwere, local government in Biafran land.
Are you listening to Radio Biafra now?
Yes, sir. Loud and clear.
How are you listening to Radio Biafra on satellite, online, or via CHK 97.6? How?
Just through radio frequency.
Through radio. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Yes, we are waiting. Go ahead.
Okay, sir. Sir, I'm grateful for the great work you have been doing. When you are addressing yourself, despite all the gifts, despite all the position that the Lord has given unto you, because not men that crowned you those crowns, it's only Tuku Adeyama who made them to you. You still bring yourself down, even the Son of God did, making us to understand that you are the humble servant of the entire people of Biafra. So I will commend you for that. Please, this work you are doing is really a great work indeed. And this is an encouragement to my fellow dear friends all over the world. The Bible made us understand that we are like a salt, that if we lose our quality, we will become useless and meaningless. I know when I go out there to interact with my fellow youth, the fat pig politicians we have in this Zoological Republic of Nigeria have used money to dumbfound them, to blind them, and to lead them astray. They don't even want to hear anything called about their father's landsmen. They don't even want to seek for a way of bringing back. They say they are comforted. They are okay the way they are living in the Zoological Republic of Nigeria. So please, I want every Biafran, wherever they are residing, as thought that the Lord has made us to be, which an element that's nothing, no another element that can take our place. We should try to infect those people around us. We should try to show the light that we have in us, wherever we find ourselves. To preach the gospel which you have started. To preach the gospel that the Lord has granted you the wisdom to understand and to explain to us in a way that we understand it too. Sir, we are really delighted. And whoever that has heard this gospel shall never derail from it. And we always seek and adhere to know more and to hear more from it. Please, whosoever that have whatever they as a gift of nature in contribution in actualization of this sovereign state, they should not hesitate to apply it and to put it in use. Tuku Adeyama, whom we serve, we call morning, afternoon, and night. Who didn't fail our forefathers? Who didn't fail those who put their trust in him? Will not fail us because he won't change in our own time. He said he is an infallible God and he remains the same forever. So thanks. More grace to your elbows. The Lord that strengthens you, the Lord that grants you health, the Lord that grants you life, the Lord that sees you through when going out and the coming in, which he said that it will be a blessing. Through your voice alone, through your contact with fellow human beings, it will act as a healing, as a strength, and as an supernatural gift to all Biafrans all over the world. And the Lord will see you through until Biafra is being actualized. Thanks, sir, and God bless.
Thank you very much, and God bless you too. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. He is also listening via CHK 97.6. We are on that platform, therefore we can say we are on air, we are online, and we are also on satellite. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, regardless of what you are doing, we welcome you, because on this very platform, this radio station, will we speak the truth always without hesitation and without fear. You may not agree with us today, but eventually you will see all the sign pointing you towards what we are saying being correct and absolute. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. We ask them to call back. I have not taken not one single call from Skype today. You know, sometimes here, things are a bit dodgy, to put it mildly. I don't know why the Skype is not working. Not one single call from Skype. That is not very good. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Exactly. We take the call and it goes off. We take it and it goes off. If it happens one more time, we can no longer attribute it to network. We will know definitely that something is fundamentally wrong somewhere. This is Radio Biafra. If you're listening with your friends and your family, you must also try and get them to reach out to their friends and their families as well, because we rely on the very relentless and ceaseless propagation of this very message to ensure it goes out to the rest of the world. What we preach here is the truth and nothing but the truth. The time here now in Biafra land is 6 minutes past 10 p.m. in the evening. The same number of minutes past the top of the hour, wherever you are on the face of the planet. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must welcome you. As I said earlier, I wanted to read something which some people have been commenting on. It's something that I find very, very distressing, but it encapsulates how poor we are in terms of our political strategy and what has gone wrong with it. As I said, I'll try one more time to take this call, and then after that, no more. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? It's not serious, is it? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, there is something wrong somewhere. Maybe the phone have also joined Skype to be playing up. Ndibo will vote for Jonathan despite lack of federal government presence in the Southeast, according to Abga Chieftain. I repeat, although you have not done anything for us, although you have not been able to deliver on the promises that you made, despite controlling the budget of the zoo, all the same, we indeed will vote for you and then hope that what you couldn't do before, in time to come, you will do it. This is according to my very good friend, Ezon Woka, whom I respect very much. But I will go on to read it after this very call. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? They are not paying attention, are they? When we get too many calls from our people around here, this is exactly what happened. A member of the Board of Trustees, BOT, of the All Progressives Grand Alliance, APGA, Chief Romi Ezeonwoka, assured that Ndibo will still vote for President Goodluck Jonathan in 2015 presidential election despite lack of federal presence in the Southeast geopolitical zone. Despite the lack of federal presence, we will still vote for you. That is how politically irrelevant we have become. He, however, advised that inasmuch as Ndibo has already made up their minds to vote massively for Jonathan, Jonathan should, on his own part, be ready to reach an accord with Ndibo to ensure a guarantee for Igbo votes. He should reach an accord. I don't know what the accord will be. Ezeonwoka lamented that for over 15 years, the PDP has been in power. It failed to maintain a single road built in the East. Within only 4 years, by the Shehu Shagari administration, Shehu Shagari, I mean, I'm talking about Simon Bakwe, persuaded the government then of Shehu Shagari to build some roads. There is no maintenance from PDP, and that has continued by Jonathan. I have always said Port Harcourt to Enugu Express Road, go and travel on it. You will then seriously doubt if Jonathan can be classed as a Biafran. Anybody who claims to come from this part of the world, on ascending to that very office, what they should have done is to make sure that Port Harcourt Enugu Road is built. Jonathan received votes from Igbo people from the so-called Southeast. I see no reason why he shouldn't carry out capital infrastructural projects there. But for some reason, that is not happening. It is not happening. But despite all of that, they will still vote for him. He shouldn't worry. That is how irrelevant they have become. Even Abga itself is not fielding any presidential candidate, and that is not good enough. I have no idea what is wrong with our Skype this very evening. I have not managed to take not one single call on Skype. Everything looks okay to me. But in terms of calls, none is coming through yet. This is Radio Biafra. We are live and we are direct. We are preaching this gospel from the bosom of Biafra land to the ends of the earth. Wherever you are, we must welcome you, regardless of what you are doing, to call us on Skype. I don't know why no calls are coming through. To call us on Skype, it is either Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1, all one word. Radio Biafra or Radio Biafra 1. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. I have no idea as to why Skype is not performing the way it should, as to why it is not coming through. Every indication here says that it is correct, but nothing appears to be coming through. We thank all of you. I keep seeing your pictures. We thank all of you who are in Edo State, in Benin, for that matter, for the work that you're doing. I will go there to preach this very gospel, I promise you. I will be there. There is something also wrong with our phone line as well, because it's not staying. The calls are coming, but it is not staying. It comes and it jumps off. It comes and it jumps off. Exactly, that is what is happening. It comes and it goes. It comes and it goes. I don't know why that is the case. We will still vote for you, Jonathan, even if you ignore us. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Yes, this is Engineer Nnamdi Oku.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Imo State. Owerri, precisely.
From Owerri, please go ahead. The whole world is listening. Go ahead.
Yes. I must appreciate you. You are so doing marvelously, and you are trying so much. We are highly on your side. Whenever you need us to come up, we'll come up with you. Thank you very much.
Thank you very, very much. A caller from Owerri. We are getting very many calls these days from here in Biafra land and beyond the wider zoo as well. And we welcome that. We welcome that very much. Those of them abroad also is also welcome to this very epistle that we deliver on this platform every blessed day. This is Radio Biafra. I don't know what is wrong with our lines. I can't for the life of me understand it. There is nothing happening on Skype at all, at all, at all. Absolutely nothing, not a single call. And the congestion happening on our phone is stopping calls from flowing in as well. But I must reiterate, I must recap the numbers the same way that I know is because on our +44 number 208-133-9976, there has been no call coming in yet. I don't know why that is the case. It is extremely unusual. Very, very unusual. I don't know why that is the case. People just call and the line just trips off. I can't understand what exactly is going on. But we keep pushing. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? Exactly, that is what happens. People call, I take it. Different numbers from right across the world. They come in and I take it, and then it gives us that very sound, that very annoying sound, and that is not good at all. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you are. We continue to welcome you. We are also on Facebook, Radio Biafra London. Try and join us and also get your friends to join as well. Try and join us and also get your friends to join us as well. Somebody, I do like the work that Vanguard does sometimes. That's Vanguard Newspaper. As a chieftain of the APC in the Southeast, Osito Okechukwu, he has accused Imo State Governor Wole Rocha Sokorocha of allegedly gambling with the chances of Ndigbo to bargain for vice presidential slot in the 2015 general election, noting that Okorocha's failure contributed in weakening that opportunity. Did I not tell you before that was campaigning for? And what did you say? I said this thing many, many years ago, not just now. Let's try again and see. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah.
What is your name?
Hello?
And where are you calling from? I can hear you.
Yeah, my name is Sabine Suwaje Mishi. I come from how we in a full government, Biafra land, and I'm calling from Germany. Munich.
From Munich in Germany. Thank you very much. You're breathing as if you've been running. Have you been running?
No, I've not been running.
I have a slight cold. Okay. Please go ahead.
Yeah. My commander of Royal Armed Forces.
You will live long.
May your death be long.
And you too, my dear brother. And you too.
Yeah. I called to
talk about the issue of bombs in the weather. My brother, the problem in the zoo is so much. The houses, the people are doing is horrible. It's horrible. That everywhere that surrendered us everywhere. You know, you remember what happened in the 486 Boko Haram that was intercepted at Asa Road.
That is correct.
Then they were carrying about a plane, he lost buses.
That's
and
correct.
It's only the only part of the that plane he lost buses. Three escaped. Those three that escaped are those carrying ammunition and the bombs that were built to go and surround the water.
That's correct.
You know, and see, they performed a lot of magic. These people are horrible. They sell money, they sell ammunition, they carry wherever they are, go, they carry evils everywhere. So the people are gradually surrounding the African land everywhere. So, and what happened in, I went to confirm the issue of what happened at Umuamara Okohia, where they were teaching children Islamic schools. You didn't remember very close to bottling company. There was an old ancient Muslim church, Muslim mosque there. That's from those sources. They bring in all those kind of evil ammunition. They store it in all these mosques. There will be no mosque in Biafra land. Everybody who wants to go to mosque, go to north and stay there. Because we are tired of these people. We are just tired with them. They're evil everywhere. Even go to Abba. Everywhere, they're everywhere. They surrender us with all evils. So, it's a horrible situation in Biafra land. We cannot continue with these people. So, everything we are doing now is we should put things in place so that to be able to really tackle this issue once and for all.
Thank you very
so
much.
So, I'm now calling on the issue of Igbos. Being ready to vote Jonathan. what they are negotiating is that when you not off with negotiation, Igbo negotiation, it's all about money. I don't know why it is money. Every time, Igbo, money. And this word, Igbo, we have been saying it for many years now, that is a cost to them. So, you see, a lot of people are being killed in the north, nothing is happening, and nobody is talking about how nobody has said, okay, 20 people were killed that were, their gods are buried in graves. Nobody said in silent Dubai because of money. So, we can continue on this issue of money, and these people don't even have this money. You know, one of our brothers has just said it. The root of all evil is no longer money, it is hunger. People are very hungry. They do a lot of funny things to convert every situation into money. Every situation is converted into money. And we can't control this situation. So we're all in trouble. But the only thing I'm appealing to you, as the commander of lawyer and friends of your friend, is don't allow people to really force you into starting action. Keep on to your scheduled program. Don't start anything that will not be sustained. Because with all these things, the level of provocation in the Biafra is so horrible that if you have to look at this provocation, you start something you cannot finish. I'm only appealing to you to see continue to have that patience, because it is said in the book of Luke, chapter 4, verse 18 to 19, that once you are chosen, you have been chosen to deliver this job. So, to deliver your people, you know, to the hopeless, to the poor, voice the voice. And Chukwuma has sent you to bring liberty to the captives and set the oppressed free. So you are not, there's nothing nobody can do about it. So anybody who is doing funny things is just doing it for nothing. So I'm really appealing to see continue to have your patience until the timetable you set for this program is completed. That by then, I'll tell you, what a very powerful, very successful meeting. And a lot of we are sworn in by our coordinator. They are sworn in, and there is a lot of confidence. People are, we're happy with what is happening in Munich. We're happy. Everything is progressing. So we would appreciate everything you are doing, all the things you are going through in Biafra. We are aware what you are going through. It is not easy to be there to serve this people because they are very difficult human beings. But all the same, we can't help it. What happens is that we have been praised to the world, and these things you are doing is a new dimension of something. We have not had this kind of idea that somebody can come up and decide to do this kind of thing you are doing. We have not had it in hand before. So that is why it is very strange to them. If you are talking about, you are just not coming from Olu, where I come from, complaining about my job. These are hungry people who are passed that was recruited by Wabrika to introduce a lot of crimes in the village. So these are people that just want to provoke a situation where if you start something very funny, now, the Nigerian police are including with the Lagos prostitute who is now an informant to Nigerian police. We now go to everywhere. I said, okay, see them, they have started killing people, they have started people. The trouble will start everywhere. So we are only praying that you have that endurance and patience to endure all this nonsensical situation until things come to its rightful position. I thank you, and may God help you. Chukwu may help you to continue your good job until we see the end of this project in the mighty name of Superman, my friend.
He said, I believe, I presume, I am absolutely certain that the very eminent barrister and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, is with me. I don't know if the barrister can hear me. If he can, so also is the rest of humanity. Barrister, can you hear me, please? It's Radio Biafra.
Absolutely, Director.
We have lost him. Barrister, please call me back. We have lost him. Our lines are digital this very day. Extremely digital. And I want the barrister to speak. I would welcome him to please call me back as quickly as possible. I have a caller on the other line, but as soon as barrister is able to reach me, I will go to him. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Yeah, my director. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, my dear brother. Your name and where you are?
You're speaking to Chikelo CEO Buana, popularly known as Uzoka.
Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Hi, director. Good evening. How are you today?
Very well, thank you. Chukwu Abiyama is God.
Thank you. My director, I want to remind you something, because sometimes whenever you are talking about the Igbos, people will be feeling there's something, there's a kind of hatred. You can never hate the place where you come from. I never see on earth where someone will hate his mom or his dad. It's impossible. But what we are talking about, what you want the people to understand, is the character. Is the character between that very language called Igbo. We, in general, Igbos are the most difficult human being on earth. Whomever that will challenge this, should go on my Facebook or on your phone. I will defend it to any level. Igbos are too difficult to handle. You can even buy dog or pussy cat, and you control that very dog how to walk or where to sleep. But Igbo man, the Igbo is too difficult. Yesterday of evangelism, that reminds me, one Jamaican guy was passing. Stop over. Ask a question. Is that the Biafran that fight war with Nigeria? I said yes. He said, I'm really happy. Can I have the flyers I gave him? Do you know what he said? See, you people fight a war. I now told him we didn't fight Nigeria alone, but the whole world fought against we Biafra, fought us. He said, yes, but I only want to say a word to you. I myself will even be more happy if Biafra comes, that I would like to become a citizen of Biafra. But don't you, never you people start that war without the ammunition. That was what killed you people.
Are you serious?
My body, I was. I'm telling you the gospel truth, my dear. Festus is a living witness. Festus, if he's hearing me, let him confirm that. He's a living witness. This man said that. How comes a Jamaican, and one other lady was passing, she gave us she gave us a website where the Rastafarians are doing something that they are very happy. They have been waiting for us. They have been listening to our gospel, our preaching. They are waiting for us. They want us to email them so that they will use it to be sending a lady passing. She's with dread rock. She said that the Rastafarians will be doing something, and she gave the email address. A lot of things that we should inboxing them, sending them mail that they will carry on again. And pay.
Can you hear me?
Our pet.
Yes.
Hello?
Yes, I can hear you. Go ahead.
So, what about our people's so-called evils? We are nothing but... We remain... I heard the news you are saying. We are nothing. Very soon, we are even claiming we are third-class citizens. We are not. We are even not third-class citizens. We are not even fourth-class citizens. In that way, they are useless country, Nigeria. I will never be part of it. I will never. God knows that. I will never be part of it. Right from origin, right from when I was, I hate anything called Yoruba, Hausa. Once that Nigerians, I hate them to the core. I hate them. There's nothing on earth will ever make me to change my mind. I hate them, and I hate them. There's nothing. Biafra, nothing more. But what I'm telling you, Director, I stand by you because Igbos are the most difficult human beings on earth. They are very difficult. That is, we all the time, they always... How would I... Well, don't worry. Okay, man.
Of course.
Okay, man. My director, our preferable, don't want to say this, but let me just give you the hint. I've been talking to some of our brothers in Awka, which I know about. I'll give you a call later on and give you at least two or six or seven number of them who are ready. I'm talking about my own people who are ready. And I'm not UK. There's nothing I can do at the moment. I know.
Yes, get back to me with the number.
My brother.
Thank you very much. Thank you very, very much. You have spoken excellently well. This is Radio Biafra. I inadvertently and unceremoniously cut off the very evident barrister before because my hand touched something you shouldn't have touched in the first place. The barrister is back with me, and I believe I can hear him. Barrister Mamezu, you will confirm your presence to me, please.
Yes, Director, I'm still here.
You may proceed. You are very kind. You have held on for a very long time. Please go ahead. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. If I don't hold on, I wonder who else could. Because I have to live by example. I have to demonstrate my ability, my willingness, my unquenchable and unshakable stand in Biafra land. If I cannot prove my worth to Biafra restoration, who else do I expect to do accordingly? Director, before any advent, let me first of all deal with the issue of our brother who just dropped off. Uzuaka, I suspect?
Yes.
Thank you. He says the Igbos are very difficult to deal with. And this, he says again, anybody who can challenge him on this should come to Facebook. I'll challenge this here and now. The Igbos are not difficult people. We are very amiable. We are very malleable. We are very genuine. We are very easy to manipulate. Very easy to handle. Director, I'll give you instances the Igbos are one of the races on earth that can see a different culture. They jump on it. They are the only race who can easily be shown something alien and they jump on it. The Igbo race is a race that will see things, they'll question it, they'll jump on it wholeheartedly without knowing the effects afterwards. We are one of the easy tribe, if you like, to deal with. We may pretend to be tough. We are not. All you need, if you want to control an Igbo man, is to show him something new, and he'll jump on it. Check the whole people example, director, here in London or in Europe. The Yorubas maintain their culture, will teach their children how to speak Yoruba language. The Hausas, the same. They will even change their name. They will carry on with their Muslim name. They will carry on with their culture. An Igbo man can easily speak English without speaking Igbo throughout. Meet an Igbo man in an office. Say Igbo to him. He will reply you by English. What does he tell you? Does he tell you that this man is difficult to handle? Does he tell you that this man is very hard to deal with? No. We are the most easiest tribe you can ever go with. We are very, very easy, very transparent. Anybody can maneuver us. Hausa, an Igbo man will speak Hausa language more than the Hausas themselves. Do you know the amount of Igbos that speak Yoruba more than the Yorubas? They go to any particular country, an Igbo man will speak it far more better than that particular country. They move into that country, they change their children's name to that particular country. They would not like to maintain their culture. So anybody who comes to say that Igbo man is difficult or hard, that is not true. Some few individuals might pretend, but when they see something very hard, they buckle. We are the most easiest race anybody can deceive, if you like. We can assume any particular umbrella. In a nutshell.
If I can use your own analogy, please, barrister. Such very chameleonic approach to life.
You're nature. Telling me,
hold on a
second. Nature, director.
Yes,
we
that
are.
Very, very chameleonic. The ability to blend into every surrounding. Are you telling
Easily.
Me? Are you telling me that is a positive trait to have?
Director, it is more. I would say it is very. How do I put it? It's very dangerous.
Exactly.
It's not
and that is
very
exactly
difficult.
That is what he is actually saying. You are agreeing with him. But the context
he
in
says
which
we
are
difficult.
It, we are very difficult in the sense that anyina hapu kunko garoro de ajo. I will give you a very simple example how difficult we are and I will substantiate it with this very piece of news. Barrister, please bear with me. There's news I want to read for you. Apologize now to Ndi Igbo for losing APC presidential primary. Okechukwu tells Okorocha, please do bear with me. Our people are listening very attentively. That I want to be able to prove my point as to how difficult Igbo people are. And for being their own worst enemies. All they need to do is to agree. Only a few people and they will move mountains. But I want to show you how hard we are as a people. Because I support what Uzoka said. Let me go ahead to read this. A chieftain of All Progressives Congress APC in the Southeast, Osito Okechukwu, has accused Imo State Governor Owele Rochas Okorocha of allegedly gambling with the chances of Ndi Igbo to bargain for vice president slot in the 2015 general elections, noting that his, referring to Okorocha, Okorocha's failure contributed in weakening that opportunity. Okechukwu, who is the spokesman of APC in the Southeast, in a press statement on Sunday, stated this while reacting to Governor Okorocha's statement after his failed bid to get the presidential ticket of the party. Please bear with me as I continue to read. According to him, and I quote him, His Excellency's statement, he's referring now to Okorocha, is one of self-denial. For rather than apologizing to Ndi Igbo for his gambit, which made Ndi Igbo to lose the national chairmanship of the APC, placed us in a weak position to vie for vice president.
he is regrettably justifying the unjustifiable. And I continue to quote, one had thought that as a leader, he could have placed the collective interest of Ndibo above his Nollywood show, since he is quite aware of the position of the party as regards zoning. For the avoidance of doubt, he continued to say, this is Okechukwu speaking, not me, I'm just quoting him. In a Southeast Caucus meeting at His Excellency's residence, Dr. Owonaya Onu, at Abuja in July 2014, some of us agreed that he is eminently qualified to vie for presidency. But given the prevailing understanding that the presidency is going to the north, we should vie for chairmanship and vice president slots, waiting for the next 8 years when it is coming to the southeast. He, Okorocha, refused and boasted that he is going to win the presidential primary. I personally narrated to him that zoning, like every convention, has its moral weight. The North having patriotically zoned the presidency to the South, I further persuaded him to go back to Imo State and conclude the good work he is doing so as to present a good legacy. When the rotation comes out, the Southwest and South-South, having occupied the coveted presidency respectively since our return to civil rule in 1999. But Okorocha refused. What I'm trying to say to you, Barrister, is this. What Uzuaka said followed from my analysis of the news earlier. Barrister, a woman is being asked, the wife of the vice president of Cote d'Ivoire is being presented to the International Court, ICC. And my question is, why is Gowon not there? Now, can you name one Igbo politician that have placed the interest of Ndibo above his own parochial personal interest? The answer is nobody comes to mind. We are looking for selfless service. We are looking for people. Look at Ezeonwuka, whom I have so much regard and respect for. I like him very much, Ezeonwuka of Rojeni. Do you know what he said? He said that Jonathan should come, let us discuss. He's talking about money. Let's discuss before we vote for you. Now, the question remains, Barrister. I have not instructed you yet to file a case against Gowon. Any day I instruct you to file a case,
that's right,
you will see Igbo people inboxing people with information, asking them not to support this very effort. That is what he's referring to. I am not saying in the whole we are not amiable people, loving people, people who are civil, people who are caring, we are all of that. We gave mankind asylum. We started political asylum before anybody else came. After all, that is our name, Biafra, come and join us. We don't discriminate. That is all there. We are talking about the modern Igbo person as at today. The very, very, the blood of being a traitor, a betrayer. I ask you to come back home. Barrister, you will join me here very soon. Enter into any taxi. Discuss Biafra with them. What they will tell you is as long as
you're moving around. Your line is not steady.
It is steady on this end.
I can hardly make up what you're saying, to be honest.
Are you serious?
I keep moving around to adjust myself here.
It is very clear. But I can hear you very, very well. I don't know. Maybe the network is a bit funny.
You know, I'm not talking on air. Because I'm directly linked to you. So that's where I'm having the problem. Not on air. On air is fine.
On air is fine. Okay, maybe on the phone.
Yeah.
What I'm trying to say, Barrister, in a nutshell is this, if you can still hear me, is that our modern person is difficult. A modern Igbo person is very, very difficult. If not, you lament every blessed day. You lament every blessed day. Please, of course, go ahead.
Give me the opportunity to put some light in this discussion. You see, we are trying to mix up our feelings to our beliefs. Now, Igbo man belief after the war has come up to that of greed. Director, we have to put this aside. Now, let us evaluate our core belief. The Igbo man per se, the most easy and simplest human being you can ever deal with. Director, we are very, very malleable. We could be manipulated easily. I've given you examples. How the Yorubas can stay here, train their children in London, they speak they still speak Yoruba. Indians who train their children, they still live in London, they speak Indian language. Other people, other tribes, other races. But when it comes to people, do you know that if you go to Yoruba land today in Lagos, most of Igbo children, they prefer knowing Yoruba perfectly and speaking English perfectly than speaking our own language.
But that is not a good thing, Barrister. It is not a good thing. It is not a good thing.
Hang on. Hang on.
Go ahead.
I have not said it's a good thing. I'm telling you that it is dangerous. But what I'm saying that Igbo man is not difficult. Because a difficult person, there is no way you can ever make him bend. But we bend easily. We take people's culture easily. We assume a position easily. We take things easily. It is our genetic makeup. Igbo man is very easy, very simple. Now, let's go into greed. I've said this many times. Because of the war, 1967 to 70, destroyed our fabric of understanding of life. Everybody, plus Hausa Fulani blood, that diluted many of us. We don't know our heads to our toes anymore. We start. Okay, look at this boy you're talking about now. Jonathan, come, let's have a word. What is he talking about? Money. Greed. Because of what we have thought of to be. That is why Biafra must come. That is, let me go straight to Jonathan. And if the Igbos have to vote for him or not. Remember my stance on Jonathan. And I've given you this example before. Jonathan has to go back in. Whoever he's been there 3 or 4 times or 5 times, it does not matter. He wants to go there. Director, the zoo has to be destroyed. And anything that will bring about the destruction of the zoo, I will sanction it. Now, in criminal law, there's something we call necessity. Necessity is a situation. It's a crime. You committed a crime. The reason why you committed this crime is because of necessity. When you face two evils, you take less of that particular evil. It is better, very much better for the evils to vote Goodluck Jonathan to voting Buhari. This is my stance. Quite rightly, let them vote Goodluck Jonathan. Because Buhari told you, regardless of why he's now being a good boy and going to churches and all the rest of it, all is politics. When Buhari gets back into power, I wonder how many of us will be left. Let Goodluck Jonathan go there because he's the lesser evil. Goodluck Jonathan will not go out. Regardless of the other, you are mentioning of course, he's not an Igbo man. He's a half Igbo. He is not an Igbo man. So don't judge him or don't judge our characters with that of Rochas. He does not represent the evils at all. Now, Goodluck Jonathan will not one day take knife or send anybody to start chopping the Igbo man's head. But Buhari represents everything Muslim. That's all I want to contribute this evening. But I'll wait here for the rest of the evening discussion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very, very much. The way you actually, split that very discussion into two is a very good thing. If you're talking about Igbo conduct and character before 1970, no. When did Mbakwe leave office? 1983. I would say nearly 2 years ago, about 10, 15 years ago was when things went bad. We are not talking about core value of an Igbo person. No, we're not saying that. That is still timeless and priceless. We are talking of the acquired value. That is the problem. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Hello, is that me?
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please, your name and where you are.
Yes, it's Chimeze calling from London.
And what is your surname? What is your father's name? Your surname, please.
It's Chimeze calling from London.
Chimeze. Go ahead, please.
Yes, I'm just calling to make my own contribution regarding what has been for Igbo people.
Yes, go ahead.
Yes, I completely agree with that barrister. In my measure, I don't know why, when all this issue of Igbo people being difficult, being hard, being saboteur, being in vogue, You know, I've always admired our people, the way we reason, the way we, you know, gather wherever we are, in every country we are in. You know, there is no other tribe that does the way we do. And that shows how we love ourselves, you know. Now, if you look at the struggle, this, the Radio Biafra activities, you know, 99% of people who are making frantic efforts, making contributions, are all Igbo people, okay? When we talked about building the cenotaph, it was all Igbo people donating money into what we are doing. There wasn't any other, you know, people in Biafra land, you know. Yoruba people cannot, you know, have that mind to, you know, to pay in 500,000 naira into someone's account. It was the Igbo people doing that. So I completely believe that there's nothing wrong with our people. I think the problem with the what we are doing is about the structure and system of Radio Biafra and its management. I think it's not quite traditional with our people. Okay, I think that's why maybe, you know, people don't like maybe the structure of the Radio Biafra, which is quite foreign to us. You know, when you say command and control, people don't understand it. Because, as you know, we are Republicans. So I think that's where there's a bit of an issue with the way, you know, we understand Radio Biafra's activities. But as for whether if there's anything wrong with our people, no, I don't think so, because we are part and parcel of this struggle. That's why I'm calling to say.
Okay, I take your point. I take your point. But there is something that I wish to draw to your attention. Are you still there? Can you hear me? Are you there? Can you hear me? No, I don't think you can. What I am trying to allude to, what I'm pointing out, is this. Nobody is saying that there are not a few, I say a few, Igbo people who are honorable. I'm not saying that in the least. We are saying in the main, in this day and age, I can't understand anybody. You need to come home to come and feel the pulse of the people. As an ancient people, we are very virtuous. As a people, we are very, very honorable. That is our nature. I am talking about the modern Igbo person. Wonyo Shinonyama. How come there is nothing good coming out of this very place? I am not talking. You're talking about Biafran people who contributed to the cenotaph. They speak Igbo. They answer Igbo names, yes. But they did it for Biafra. Because they are Biafrans. There is a difference between a Biafran and an Igbo person. Massive, massive difference. And that shows over time. Consistency is the key. I'll come to that later. The caller on the phone, are you with me?
My director, I'm with you.
Yes, please. Is it about this very debate? Do you want to contribute to it?
Director Uzuaka, this is Uzuaka. But if you don't want me to say something again, let me hang up.
No, you will not say anything again. No, you will not say anything again. Let other people have something to say. Our people must understand this very, very carefully. They say horses for courses. That is why we say we are difficult. And I'll give you an example. Freedom fighting is not a democratic process. I expect those that went to school and studied from Igbo people to understand that. When you get your freedom, you practice democracy. There is no problem with that. Without command and control, you cannot even go through the first phase without crumbling. As simple as that. If you can tell me about, and because that's not a name, Uzoma Magayu Burabo, if you can tell me any freedom fighting outfit in the whole world that had democracy, please, you inform me. Because the template that I copy is that of the State of Israel. In the State of Israel, there was the Ergun, Ergun, there was Haganah. Haganah was full of, I wouldn't say intellectuals, but people who were more amiable, who wanted to negotiate, to discuss, to make things palatable.
the party or the group headed by Ben Gurion and the likes of Golda Meir. People must listen very carefully. And we share the same thing as well. No Hebrew or Israeli can go and tell another Israeli what to do. Everybody knows something at the same time, which was why killing them was very, very easy. You must understand that too. The same way that killing an Igbo person or killing Igbo people is an easy thing to do, because there is no element of command and control. Somebody must issue instructions. People must follow. And I will continue to give my analogy. That is the Egon of Menachem Begin. People should go and ask who he is. Those ones, they were the ones that blew the British out using bombs. They did not believe in talking too much. The Egon and Haganah, when they had their independence, they first of all allowed Haganah to rule for a while, to govern the people. That was Ben Gurion, all the rest of them. That was the, I think it was the Likud party then. After that, Labour took over of Menachem Begin that signed the Camp David Accord with Anwar Sadat of Egypt. This is history. The reason why Jews were killed in Europe in the numbers that they were killed, and mind you, 1939 to 45 was not the only time they have killed the Jews in Europe. Right from the time of the Spanish Inquisition, anywhere you go, they kill Jews. Why? Because they love living in other people's countries. They speak your language. They want to mix. The only thing, the only way you will know is because of their religion. They held on to the knowledge of Chukwu Abiyama, Judaism. That is the only thing that set them apart. But in terms of blending with the people, being with the people, yes, it is not a good thing. And whilst they were doing that, our brother talked about the cenotaph, and of course, innately, we are good people. Nobody's saying that. I am not saying that the ancient Igbo people, ancient Igbo land is bad. People must understand what I say. I am saying the way we reason and think these days is awful. Ojobrowin. By the time that Jews were assimilating, going all over the world, I think at a particular time, the prime minister of Austria was Jewish. He was saying, oh, there is no problem that they have assimilated now, that he doesn't want to go back to Israel. I think they caught him and they killed him as well. Was it the family? Go and watch the movie Exodus. Watch Escape from Sobibor. You will understand what I'm saying. I am giving you historical facts. Igbos are not in more important position than Jews all over Europe before Hitler came. Not even half. Einstein is Jewish. Oppenheimer, the people that developed the nuclear bomb, the Manhattan Project, was Jewish. They occupied positions in politics, in science, in economics, in banking. Baron von Rothschild is Jewish. Baring Bank is Jewish. I am talking about people with money, not buying and selling. At the same time that Baron von Rothschild was bringing out money to give to people to buy land in Israel, to allow people that want to go back to Zion to go and settle down, they were still all over the place. Nobody is saying that all in all, that they were bad. No, there were good people amongst them. But their mindset was the Igbo mindset of now. We can assimilate. We can speak Yoruba. We can dress like Yoruba people. We can speak Hausa. Hausa will love us. We can eat food, eat to wash in cafe or whatever nonsense they call it. It's only uncle. There is no amount of assimilation, Igbo people speaking foreign language, that will make those people accept you. Never, ever, ever. Our problem today is hunger. You have allowed hunger to overcome your sense of reasoning, therefore you are prone to sabotage and being a traitor. I want our people to show us or to point us to modern examples of things happening the way it should. There is none. In APC, in PDP, in Ohanaeze Ndigbo, everywhere you go to, it is patently evil. Why is that? That is what we are lamenting upon. I am not saying that the bedrock or the template of the emergence of an Igbo person is wrong. It is the interpretation in a modern setting that I have difficulties with. Until proven otherwise. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Exactly. That is what we get. We've been getting that almost all night. Hence, although we have 31 missed calls here on this very tranche, it is not, by this time we should be having 200 missed calls. It's only 31 this evening because our Skype is not working either. I don't know what is going on. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me? You see, that is the problem. We take the call and then it cuts. And it's a caller from the UK as well. This is Radio Biafra. There are some things we shouldn't be doing as a people. We should stop being very brittle. There is nowhere you have freedom fighting without command and control, or else it will fall to pieces. It can never, ever work. We must understand that. Command and control is only to allow us to get through this phase of the struggle without sabotage. Ojukwu did it without command and control before. Of course, he did it in his own way. And there was too many saboteurs. Did we succeed? The answer is no. Today we are slaves. We want to do things in a different way. After we get Biafra, as I said before, I will resign. Then a proper democracy can be introduced, where we can democratize and debate from now till the kingdom come. But for now, command and control. That is how we deliver on the objective. You cannot send an army to go to war and then halfway down they start to vote. Should we attack this target or that target? Before you fire a bullet, you ask for vote. Let us vote. Should I fire or not? Nonsense. Bunkum. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
Are you talking to me, director?
Yes, I am talking to you. Please, your name and where you are.
Good evening, sir. My name is Ikech Kumbata, caller from London. Obviously, you know, sorry, I called yesterday. But I understand, I can hear a lot of people calling from this country. But the voice I'm hearing, I never heard that voice, you know, in the meeting. So before... before anyone come and start lecturing us, you know, whether this guy is bad or good, first of all, the first command here means you should come to our meeting. We got a Radio Biafra website. You can see the meeting days and all that. You know, the fact that you can't present yourself to the meeting, I can't, you know, it doesn't make no sense, you know, trying to call the radio, because I can bet my life that these people that called, they never been to our meeting. And let them call again and prove me wrong. That's the first thing I want to say. Then the second thing I'm going to say is Igbo. I can understand this word Igbo is causing a lot of confusion. So as regard to us getting Biafra, as you know, a lot of stuff have to go back to what, you know, used to be. I reckon Igbo, I-G-B-O, might have to go back to E-B-O, you know, to, you know, that's how, you know,
to clarify. And that is the proper name. That is the, it's EBO. EBO is the proper name, actually.
It has to go back to, you know, what, you know, that's one bit. Then the third bit is for the people, you know, that are, if you don't mind me, that gossip, you know, gossiping, you know, for us being abroad, I reckon, you know, we've seen the light and we've seen the dark as well. The fact that Radio Biafra is running, just running, without even shooting no gun, that is, you know, causing a lot of earthquake, believe it or not. So, and I reckon they should give you credit, you know, sometimes when they criticize them for people stealing McDonald's in Sweden and all that fucking, all that crap. I'm sure they're listening to me. So, let's give credit where credit, you know, should be given to. Then, fourthly, I have to remind people that this time around, we are in second phase. So, it doesn't make no point, you know, calling on radio saying, you know, I thank this, I thank that. This is not time to thank. We can party, you know, later on and thank whoever you want to thank. But right now, for people that haven't paid their defense fund, you should be making an arrangement, you know, how are you going to do that? And the people that own dues as well, you know, that's what we should be talking about. The fifth is for people, you know, that you actually, the way I say it, you don't really need to, you know, take money from Biafra cause, because I think when Biafra do come, just one book you write about Biafra, about how you do, you know, handle stuff and all that, that could even make you a lot of money. And I don't know if these people know that. Fifthly, for the ones, you know, shouting like monkeys in their radio, I hope they're listening as well, because, you know, it sounds like, you know, the transmitter haven't even covered half of this year. But you can see a lot of calls coming through. when the transmitted, when we get wider audience, you know, in the zoo, I don't know, we that call from London, it might not be able to come through. And I hope they're listening as well, because I'm sure they're listening. So when people step on Facebook talking all that crap, in life, there's life and death. In digital electronics, there's zero and one. There's no middle way. And in the earth, if you throw something up, it comes down. We're not in the air, unless if you go down to the outer space. So when people criticize and say, oh, they don't know we, IBO, you know, when we follow instruction, we don't ask questions, I hope you understand that. You can't, because not all of us are, you know, are stupid. Thirdly, lastly, you have to understand that average black man, believe it or not, is stupid. That's the bottom line. And the Biafra, I'm not going to say Biafra, the Igbo, IGBO, unfortunately, they fit into this bracket. And the stupidity has been going on for God knows. So we have to be patient. You know, we actually get there. But what I'm trying to say is, let nobody get put off. You talk to some people, they come off aggressive and all that. It doesn't matter. We, at the back of your mind, you've already passed the message. You know. So, that's it, really. So, all I can say to you, like I always say in the beginning, that persistence, as long as you forget the money and all that, but what matters now is the persistence. Just hang in there, keep pushing and pushing and pushing. You never know where the door is going to get open. I can't predict. Might be someone that you never expect that's going to open up the door. So I'll leave you at that. And thank you very much.
Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you. And well spoken. Our people must understand that we live abroad where criticism works. It works. It treats. And we must learn to live with it. Our people are bad at this very point in time. And that is the truth, and it must be spoken. It must be spoken. In the ancient times, we are good people. Very loving, very caring. I've told this story all the time about how somebody gave me money as a child because I was able to read Ebubedike and Sons Nigeria Limited. I'll never forget that. Timbashe Edomoye. I'll never forget it. This is Radio Biafra. My deputy is with me. Uche Mefo has joined this very debate. Uche, is it this debate you're joining? I want to know.
Yes, definitely. Good evening from here.
Good evening.
And good evening to indigenous citizens of Biafra from around the world.
Uche, what is happening to your line? It sounds a bit deep. What is happening? Are you on hands-free? Are you on loudspeaker, hands-free or something? It needs to come up because it's not as crisp as it should be from you.
Right. Are you hearing me now?
It's better now. Very crisp and clear. Go ahead.
Yes, I'll start off first. Good evening to you. Good evening to all genuine indigenous citizens of Biafra, to all men and women of goodwill. Because I'm out of Indianese. And so, I just want to say something about this Igbo people, Mamu and Mamadi, all of us. You see, my view of mutual analysis from the beginning up until this point is that, you know, we have complexes. Igbo people have a lot of complexes. And we are just dealing with only minute aspect of it. Right from the outset, yes, Igbo people are enterprising. They are everywhere. And one other thing that puts us back is this greed, excessive greed, jealousy, and backbiting. The people who contributed to the defense fund are not Igbo people, they are Igbo Biafrans.
That is correct. That is correct.
Because if the state of Biafra does not live here, you cannot do anything. Only very few of them are Igbo Biafrans. Let me just say 5%. The rest of 95% are there. They are keeping, they are listening to Igbo Biafra. then their minds are full of suspicions. Good morning. Some of them have come out already. They have told them about everybody. And then they can build a mansion in his own village, in his own compound. That the money that is being contributed is for him to go and build houses. That is the mind of an Igbo man. But in this auspicious time in history, our people are at the brink of extinction. Boko Haram is decimating our people. And this is an orchestrated terror network being sponsored by Hausa Fulani headmen, their politicians, their military men, their religious leaders. And in, despite the fact that Boko Haram is killing and maiming innocent people, none of them has been able to say that, yes, we know these Boko Haram people. We know where they are. Come and see them. Nobody has been able to say that. From the northern part of the zoo called Nigeria. Rather, they are shielding them, they are protecting them, they are sponsoring them because they know what they want to do. And now, side by side, on the contrary, you bring in your evil brethren. The question, I want to answer this question by putting a question. Who have been selling the strategic information that we have on the quest for the restoration of Biafra to Nigerian police?
Igbo.
Is it an Hausa man?
He's an Igbo person. But to Hausa blood.
Is he a Yoruba man?
No, he's not.
That is an Igbo person. These are Igbo people. People at least, people who answer Igbo names. They are the people going about telling them, yes, look at where he is, including the hotels where he has slept, where Nandikan has slept. But they have not been able to come out and muster courage to challenge the house of Fulani hegemony. None of them have been able to do that. But when we come home, we become exceptionally wicked. The evil man knows. They have too much sense, but they apply their senses towards negative directions. Jealousy, greed, and envy are our norm. At this particular point in time, where the Zunko Nigeria is divided along ethnic lines, everybody's paying allegiance to their legions, to their regions. Even the Nigerian military. Inside it, you have a house of Fulanis who are sympathetic to Boko Haram. In fact, several number of Nigerian military are members of Boko Haram. A situation where Nigerian military, Nigerian army were organized to go and attack Boko Haram, they would send strategic information to Boko Haram, and Boko Haram will overrun them. In most cases, the commanders will be at war front. And despite all this, nobody has been able to say, yes, we know these Boko Haram people. Come and see them where they are. Nobody has been able to say that.
Yeah.
People are very good.
That reminds me. Has anybody since in the history of Boko Haram, a WhatsApp person saying, oh, come, I know where they are. Let me go and show you where they are. But Rita Nibog was driving all over Enugu with Nigerian police. Echo Freedom Fighter 1. And some idiots, including our dear sister Nkechi, from Germany, they send them money. Sending Rita Nibog money to go and bring Nigerian police to be looking for me. And you're telling me that Igbo people are good.
And then look at it this way again. We are enterprising, we are in businesses everywhere in this called Nigeria, even outside Nigeria. When we do our businesses, we don't think about how God is going to like it or not like it. We do our businesses very well. We didn't call God. We don't stop to call God to come down from heaven and tell us how much we will place on what we are selling. And whether, exploiting people is bad or not. But when it comes to the collective interest of our people to defend our people, as a group, as a race, and everyone will begin to think, oh, this money I'm contributing, what will I get out of it? Okay, teacher, when you think about calculating everything and it's not going to get anything from it, he will back off. Or he will begin to think that, look, this man is not genuine. He will take this money, he will eat that money. And that is what has been happening. A lot of development so far in recent past and up until this period, we, you know, tell you what is happening. There are some suspicion where the suspicion is now. And so, you now begin to ask your people, who are the evil people? Because we are in the zoo called Nigeria. When you compare evil man, evil people, vis-a-vis how Tiger and others, then you will be shocked at what you will get. And so we have complex issues. We have complex issues. We have problems. The evils are from another planet. I don't know whether it's from, I don't know. Something is wrong with us. And so anybody saying evils are very easy to deal with and things like that, I have serious question marks there. We are only dealing with an aspect of an evil man. We have a lot of complexes. Now, even with this deforestation project, somebody will begin to ask you, okay, now the Kanu went and started with Biafra and started this movement. But he did not tell me. He didn't recognize me. Why not me? That is an evil man for you. And you begin to ask yourself, what kind of human is that? Evil man will tell you a way of doing it. You see the Johannes and Bibles. How many times have the Nigerian government bribed them to jettison their collective interest? And they do it with impunity. So who are the new people? You ask yourself a lot of questions. And Ibama has been responsible, let us say the truth, for another Ibama not becoming the president of the zoo called Nigeria. You name them. You have they try every time to divide the votes that come from that particular place. And you ask yourself, who are those people? Yet, we are the most marginalized, we are the most, you know, victimized within that contraption. But an Igbo man will come back from the north where they are being slaughtered. 1 week after running away from north, coming to Igbo land, he will tell that he's going back, that he is better off in the north. And you begin to ask yourself, who is an Igbo man? An Igbo man, in spite of all these things that have been happening, there are some group of people that say that they are the gods. They are from Abuja. We are Igbos of northern Nigeria. Go to Sabon Gerikan and you see them. And begin to ask yourself, who is that Igbo man? It is sickening. There are so many to talk about. And we need to re-examine ourselves. An Igbo man is the most difficult person to deal with. And not just that, it is he's a difficult person in terms of being tough. It is about greed, it is about jealousy, it is about envy. All negative vibrations on this planet gravitate towards an evil man.
Uche, can I ask you? Uche, I want to ask you.
Yeah,
a question.
Go on.
Did you ever hear in 2012 that Tompolo bought warships? Did the news leak out?
Yes.
Did you hear it in 2012?
No, it didn't leak out.
Do you think that Igbo people will come together and contribute for you to buy a warship and they don't read it in the newspaper? Do you think they'll be happy with you?
It is not possible.
It is impossible. They will ask you, we bought sheep. Show us the sheep. And they'll be writing it in such a way that enemies, even your enemies will know where the sheep is parked and they'll go down and impound it. And they'll say, we gave you money to buy sheep and you bought it and they took it. We had to defend it. But
What happened to our transmitter? What is happening to the transmitter? You're going too far. Ordinary transmitter. Everybody hears about it. And that is the character of the evil people giving it to the devil. the so-called Niger Delta people came together to defend their territory against Nigerian Hausa Fulani oligarchs. He came to take what, to take their oil. They organized themselves in a militant manner, and they are able to defend themselves. Yes, we are saying they are these people, they are minorities. Who are the minorities in the first place today? The Igbo man is nowhere. He don't exist in Nigeria. Yet, we are still bragging about. We are agents of devil. We have allowed abomination and has grown wings and legs and they live among us as human beings. And so we have issues and we need to tell ourselves the truth. And until we begin to think inward and begin to talk to ourselves in a way that is supposed to, then we have not started. We have issues. Thank you very much.
Thank you. And those issues, we must cure them. Our Skype is back on. For some reason, our Skype is now back on. I would love to take a call on Skype this evening before we close this program. But we also have a caller on the line. We have a caller on +44208-1339976. Can you hear me? The caller on the phone, can you hear me? My goodness me. They are not paying attention all the way from the United Kingdom. They are not paying attention. Can you hear me? Can you hear me? My goodness.
Hello, director.
You should know better when you call.
Hello.
You listen to your phone, please. Your name and where you are.
Hello, director.
Hello, can you hear me? You cannot hear me. We have come to the end of the program. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are, we must thank you for listening. We've had a very exciting debate. I never run away from any issue, no matter how intractably difficult it may appear. Our behavior is bad. Our character is evil. The modern Igbo man typifies evil. I did not say a modern Biafran man. There is a difference between the two. Agbiborere, very ugly and filthy. If they had any brain in their skulls, they will be able to support those who are worthy of support. As Uchemefo asked, greed, envy, and jealousy. Gowon is there. Nobody's taking him to court. Any day, ask a man to prepare a case. They will come out. Who did you tell? Who did you consult? You are doing it on your own. You want this, you want. Iberibe. Iberibe warrior. I've said it before that Chukwu Abiyama wants to close this race down. If they don't take time, if there is no Biafra, you will be shut down. It may tune like a group of people or like a family who is renegade. The same way we shut down Barcelona. And Spain is waxing very strong. Very, very strong. When Biafra comes, you can do all the democracy you like in the world. I said, give me an example of a freedom-fighting outfit where there is vote. If you don't know something, just go and sit down. Why do you think we got this far? We have gone farther than any other group of people ever in the history of this very effort. Why do you think that is the case? Why? Because of how we do things. When we get Biafra, you can do your voting and election. We don't do election here. None whatsoever. You can be with us. Anyuku mege too much. Obi ojo. Igaku jendino. And you die with them. When you go to pray, ask Chukwu Abiyama, remove the spirit of greed, envy, and jealousy from me. I will be a very good person. If you have those things inside you, you are finished. No wonder Wasa is killing all of you. This is Radio Biafra. This same Biafra which we proclaim every day, and by his grace I will proclaim tomorrow, remains our religion. Here is where we will continue to serve Chukwu Abiyama, because only him is God. Some of them are crying. Oh, but I brought my friends to listen to Radio Biafra. You have finished me. My Yoruba friends are laughing at me. So you will be better. You will be a better person, and you will overtake them. Just do what is right before God and before man. Chukwu Abiama will bless each and every one of you, your families, all of your legitimate endeavors. But more importantly, he will bless Biafra. Thank you very much for listening. Tomorrow morning is another date with us. From me here in Biafra land, don't cry too much, just repent. This is Radio Biafra. Good evening.
Triumphant.